High school football is on the air. HaydenFootball.net is pleased to present tonight's Strathaven football game. Tonight's season opener is between the Prep Charter Huskies and your Strathaven Panthers.
Myers jumps, has it, he's loose, he's at the 10, the fireman Anthony Myers goes 46 for a score! At the 45 is the foot race, Malone at the 30, no flags, and Nick Malone will go the distance, touchdown Panthers!
Tonight's game is sponsored by Steve Tobbs Allstate Insurance and Media, Auto, Home, and Life. You're in good hands with Allstate. Cubco's Pizza in Brookhaven. Friday night football and pizza. After the game or anytime, everybody loves Cocos. The Delaware County Daily Times. All high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. Wilson's for all your oil and propane needs right here in Wallingford. AMF Auto Clinic. Taking care of your car since 1961. Located in Brookhaven on Edgemont Avenue. Sandy McCullough, your Century 21 Executive Group Real Estate Broker, a lifelong Delaware County resident. Plush Mill Senior Living Community. Big enough to count on, small enough to care, in Wallingford. Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital. Think Rothman first. Run again, play again. Boyle Disposal, residential and business trash pickup done quickly and professionally. Here are tonight's internet announcers, the voices of the Strathaven Panthers, Brian Carroll and Mike Mayer.
New orchestra music for the opening and a new season.
We spare no expense here.
2015, Mike Mayer is up here directing the orchestra for the opening music. But in the meantime, thrilled to be back here since 2006. We broadcast every Strathaven High School football game. And once again, we open another season at George L. King Field for the 2015 version of your Strathaven Panthers opening night here. Happy Labor Day weekend, everybody, as the Huskies of Prep Charter visit George L. King Field for the first ever meeting between the Panthers and Huskies. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play as always. Glad to be here tonight with Pete Fulginetti and Mike Mayer, and glad to be here for what should be an interesting group of 2015 Strathaven football Panthers. Lots of returning size and talent. Checking us out on 89.7 FM. Glad you're joining us. We have a new little venture here in the stadium. But, again, some difficulties with the technology on the internet side at the moment. But Mike Mayer working as our color commentator, but certainly does the engineering and everything else that's there on the website. But, again, the Panthers replace almost every bit of total offense they had last year. For returning guys who contributed to last year's team on the offensive side of the ball in terms of carrying it, throwing it, catching it, they return less than 100 yards of total offense. You have basically just a couple of guys who got a couple handfuls of carries last year. Everybody else is gone. New quarterback, entirely new backfield, three new split ends, but Coach Kevin Clancy extremely excited about the talent they have to go along with an experienced and very good offensive line.
And on the other hand of that, we have six returning front linemen.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you something. In high school football, I think if I had a choice, I'd rather have the talent in the pit because, you know, I can run through a hole if it's big enough. I can't run far and I can't run fast, but I'll probably get through the hole. And the point being that with some people with experience up front, that's going to give us a lot of room and allow the kids in the back to maybe get their sea legs, see how this is going. But I'll tell you what I've heard a lot about. It's the dynamics of the players and the personalities this year. There's a certain camaraderie, a certain willingness to work and put it all on the line this year that has not been in previous teams, according to the coaching staff. And this has really been an exceptional group of kids. So I'm very excited to see what this all proves to be.
In the background, you can hear the 12th man, the Strathaven marching unit, about 400 strong again. Jack Hans will be on later on to tell us more about the marching unit, and we'll get an update, not on the air, but we'll get an update from him on exactly how busy they've stayed through the summer in getting the band ready to go. But in the meantime, Prep Charter, terrific team, head coach David Hand, 10-1-1, as I mentioned earlier, last season. That Double-A Public League champs last year before falling to Newman Goretti in the city final, in the District 12 Double-A final. But in the meantime, you are going to see or hear about tonight number 72. We will name him, probably rattle off his name several times. Number 72, 6'4", 278-pounder, Karamo Diabate, who is a Penn State signee and one of the most talented linemen to come through this area in quite some time. He is a pleasure to watch playing football. The Panther fans hoping that he doesn't make too much more of a name for himself tonight, but coming off a season where he was first team All-State, All-City, All-Area, All-Everything, you name it, every major publication had him as a first teamer in his junior year. 23 sacks last year by himself. The Panthers as a team had about half that many last season. Right. He had 23 on his own. On the offensive line, 75 pancake blocks. Blocks where he put the other man on his back. And so, again, he and now his younger brother, Mahmoud Diabate, will step in at quarterback for the first time. Just a sophomore, 6'1", 185-pounder, will line up at quarterback tonight. So talent up front, talent in the backfield. And speaking of talent in the backfield, a guy who we expect to carry the load tonight for the Huskies, Kadir Struthers, nearly 1,000 yards rushing last year as a junior, averaged more than 8 yards per carry. If the Panthers can keep him in check and take care of the run in the middle of the field, they feel like there's a chance to control the ball and make some other guys beat them. That being said, John Davis on the outside in this spread offense, 471 yards and 10 touchdowns receiving a year ago. Lots of speed, lots of talent on the edges here, and certainly some size up front with Diabate at 278. Marcus Bryant returns. He's a two-year starter, 6 foot, 275-pounder in the middle. Heston Jenkins at 6'3", 310, also a two-year starter. So again, the Panthers defense will have their hands full against a no-huddle look spread offense, and the Panthers will look to do some things a little bit differently maybe on the defensive side of the ball to keep this thing under control. Prep Charter a year ago came out to Delaware County and took on Interboro, handled them quite easily actually, 39-20, ran up almost 600 yards of total offense, now hurt themselves with 170 penalty yards in that game as well. So the Panthers hoping that tonight they can do a better job than what Interboro was able to do a year ago. But again, they will have their hands full. The Panthers do not want to put themselves in passing downs for fear of having Big 72 chasing their quarterback around. But we'll see. The Panthers may mix it up a little bit. Lots of different talented running backs, or so they believe, to run around behind this big offensive line.
They did look good during their scrimmages. They didn't take on teams the caliber of Prep Charter, obviously, but they looked fairly decent. Looked in control of the ball, had some good speed, excellent blocking. So this is going to be the first test, and it's a big team to take on. I mean, it's the first, a very difficult first test. It's one of the problems in the PIA system. Your first game, while it's non-league for the Central League, it does count for points, so you do want to win, and it does make you a little conscious of who you're playing because you'd like to go out, you'd like to start the season with a win and get those points for your playoff situation. Prep Charter is a double-A team in rather than 3A like Strathaven is, but that is based on student population. So generally it tends to keep the kids pretty much size. And actually the teams match up reasonably well with a couple of notable exceptions for Prep Charter. But Haven's got a fairly decent front line again. So I think it's going to be a game. I mean, we'll have to wait and see. Always first night's tough. Kids are going to have a problem with hydrating. Fortunately, the weather has broken for us. It is relatively comfortable. We have a fan behind us, so we're comfortable in the booth. There is a breeze. It's not as stifling hot as it's been the last 3 or 4 days here. Temperatures are now in the high 70s, so it should be a pretty comfortable night. Of course, we're not running around with 40 pounds worth of pads either.
Head assistant coach Paul Tagliaterra before the game was actually hoping for a little bit hotter weather, maybe to wear the other guys down a little bit, but we'll see what happens. We'll come back for the tail end of the Star Spangled Banner and a whole lot more. The opening kickoff to the 2015 season underway here when we're back on HavenFootball.net.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's...
Wouldn't a delicious pizza taste good right now? And there's no better pizza than a Coco's Pizza. At Coco's, you can get pizza your way. Thin crust or thick, red or white, with a whole slew of topping choices. Having a party? Buy 3 large or extra large pizzas and get a free 12-pack of Coca-Cola. Order your pizza right now at 610-872-7277. Coco's Pizza in Brookhaven. Pick up or delivery.
Tippy-tay, tippy-tippy-tay, like a guitar and
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
That's the Strathaven Marching Unit. So glad they're joining us as always. Panthers on the near sideline below us in their black jersey, silver helmets, silver pants. Co-captains ready to march it out towards midfield for the coin toss. Three seniors, Shane Mulhern, number 53. Number 55 is Pete Deeb. And number 17, not in pads and a helmet tonight, Roy Chung, recovering from injury. Hoping to see him back on the field in a few weeks. He wears number 17, but will join his two classmates at the middle of the field to meet the Huskies captains. Number 51, two-way lineman Marcus Bryant, joined by 72, Karamo Diabate, another two-way lineman. The leading rusher is Kadir Struthers, and he's a terrific defensive back as well, and along with linebacker and wide receiver Anthony Thomas, who wears number 22. The Huskies in gold jerseys, navy blue pants, navy blue trim on the jerseys with helmets, and a pretty cool-looking gold Husky on the side of those helmets.
Not as cool as a Panther, I know.
Probably not, no, and not that we're biased or anything at all, but in the meantime, Panthers are meeting at midfield. I mentioned just before we went to break there, assistant coach Paul Tagliaterra was saying, boy, we're kind of hoping we could maybe wear this team down. Got a good bit of cloud cover right now. He was kind of hoping for maybe a bright, hotter circumstances. The Panthers feel like this is a well-conditioned team and could maybe wear out the Huskies later on. But we'll see. You know, can the Panthers survive the a whole lot of energy and probably an early onslaught of speed and talent?
Well, we're about to find out because the Huskies are getting the ball first. So.
Huskies will get the ball first, and the Panthers will put that defense on the field to start things. But, again, Panthers breaking in a new kicker this year, Amir Gordon, a senior soccer player who's joining the football team as well. You can follow us on Twitter, and, again, some Twitter updates as we go. I'd like to say thanks in advance to a whole bunch of people updating us. Our buddies up at WNPV in Lansdale will keep us posted on the Suburban One updates. Our friends at the Delco Daily Times with lots of scores from around Delaware County. Speaking of which, Garnet Valley trailing 7-0 with 4:17 left in the second quarter. Rick O'Brien at the Philadelphia Inquirer, philly.com, has a whole bunch of information to pass along to us as well. Jim Alsman up at MarpleNewtownFootball.com. So we have connections everywhere and hope to keep you updated on other scores in the meantime. But here, halfway between the hash marks, football is on the tee. Amir Gordon has it ready to go for the Panthers, standing deep to return. For the Huskies, number 3, John Davis, and number 1, Kadir Struthers. They stand with their heels at about the 15-yard line, and Amir Gordon just waiting for a signal from the officials, and the 2015 season will be underway. There's your whistle. Gordon takes a look, hand in the air, approaches the football, and we are underway. Low line drive kick hits one of the up men right in the belly at the 30-yard line. Picking it up, scooping, spinning, and being pummeled there by Mulhern and Hunter Mazur. On the stop is Edward Sadie, with the football is Edward Sadie. He gets next to nowhere and is dropped at the 33-yard line. That's where this fast-paced Husky offense will start. Your quarterback is number 5, Mahmoud Diabate. They will rotate a bevy of receivers. We will try to keep you updated as best we can. Shotgun look to start things. Two to the left, two to the right. Davis slot left. Thomas split left. Two receivers to the right, split to the near side. Just below us here is number 10, Kareem Dennis. Struthers on the left hip. He goes in motion on first down. Back. They throw it to the flat for Struthers. He picks it up to the 30, and the Panthers after him. He gets outside momentarily and takes it out to the 38-yard line. Met there by number 55, that's 53, Shane Mulhern, who is set up as an outside linebacker tonight as after a gain of 4. Second down and 6 as they got it to Struthers out of the backfield. So a nice easy throw for the sophomore getting started there. Brings up second down and 6. Here we go. No huddle look. Motion man to the right this time is Struthers. Diabate takes the snap and now is going to keep it himself, running for, looking for room off this right side, trying to get a block and gets it. Turns across the 40. He's got a first down and more, but then a flag comes in late. It's across the 45 out to the 47 maybe, but there's a flag back at the 42, and I think you're going to end up with an illegal block of some kind here. In on the stop for the Panthers, number 20, Van Bobo. But I think this is coming backwards. Holding against the Huskies. They'll march it off 10 yards from the spot of the foul, and they'll replay second down. It's going to move it back to about the 32-yard line, bring up second down and about 12. Panther defense tonight looks like this, a 3-3 stack look, a little bit of a difference.
10-yard penalty.
Sorry to interrupt our referee momentarily there. Defensive tackles, Oliver Williams and Sam Petrovich. Peter Deeb will be the nose guard. Matt Splain and Shane Mulhern are your outside backers. Zach Nuon, the man in the middle. Makai Hill, Van Bobo, Hunter Mazur, Javon Springfield, with Kyrie Fuller floating as well as sort of an outside linebacker. Pistol look, second down and 12. Diabate turns, takes a handoff. Struthers for the first time off left guard, and he's going next to nowhere. May have even lost a yard. Panthers swarm very nicely. Host of tacklers in there for the silver and black. It's going to bring up third down and 12. Nicely done. 33 stack defense here. Petrovich. Panthers feeling like something like this against a spread gives them a little more flexibility, a few more options, can bring people from different angles. All right, 10:30 and counting here in the opening quarter. Third and 12 from their own 32. Diabate in the shotgun. Back to pass, looking to his left. Has a little bit of time now, back to his right, still rolling to his right. Has a man on his back, and down he goes! Petrovich has got him, but flags come in, and they're going to say he's got him by the face mask. Tough break there as Petrovich had him. Diabate slipped down back at the 25-yard line, but I'm going to say this is probably coming forward here. If this is a face mask, even the yardage here from the spot of the foul, it's still going to be personal foul and an automatic first down.
A mask, 15-yard penalty.
15-yard penalty here for the personal foul. So a tough break. Petrovich knocked down Diabate, and actually it's not an automatic first down here.
Yeah, so it's still a decent
or year. Is it?
No, they're going for third.
It's going to be third down. Okay.
Yep.
Not an automatic first down. They'll move it to the 39-yard line. So, still third down and about six. Panther defense trying to dial up a stop one more time. Two wide receivers to the left. One to the right. Wing left now is Thomas. Diabate in the shotgun. Struthers on his head. Low snap. It's juggled now. Here's jailbreak in the backfield. They got him by the shirt tail, but he slips it. And still on his feet across the 40. And he's tumbling forward very close to a first down. We'll see.
Oh, he may
have had a first down here. Deeb had him by the shirt tail back at the 35. And he tumbles out to the 39. First down on an incredible individual effort. Mahmoud Diabate on the stop.
Unbelievable.
Or on the first down carry. Oh, tough break for the Panthers. Could have been off the field twice there.
There's two tough braces. They had him and they grabbed him by the horse.
Four wide again. Here we go. No huddle. Struthers is your halfback on the left tip of Diabate. In the shotgun again. Two receivers again. A low snap. Bounced back there. And here's Diabate going to keep it himself. And this time he's wrapped up. Panthers do a much better job this time. Wrapped up there by Sam Petrovich and Matt Splain. 73 and 43 on the stop there. Loss of a yard and... That low snap does not do the timing of your offense any favors here. Again, Panthers with a different look. We've seen the Oklahoma 52 for a whole lot of years here, and this 33 stack look, a little bit different. All right. Second down at 11. Snap better this time, and now here's stretch play. Give is to Struthers. Looking for him off the left side. Look at the speed across midfield. Wow. Bounces the outside. First down and more into the Panther territory. Knocked out of bounds on the far sideline at the 41. Ooh, baby. Struthers has some wheels. Gain of 16. And again, 948 yards rushing a year ago was sharing carries with another very talented runner. But at 8 yards a pop last year, they expect big things from... And once again, 8:47 to play here in the opening quarter.
And that was a 17-yard peel, so that did real well.
Huskies on the move into the Panther territory for the first time here. Nose of the football just outside the 40. Mahmoud Diabate Takes the low snap. Fires to the right side high and going up to get it is John Davis. Cuts back inside across the 40. Dances his way into a host of Panther tacklers. Down to the 37 maybe. Mekhi Hill, Shane Mulhern all with contact there to knock him down. Pete Deeb even in the middle of things there from his nose guard position, pursuing it well. First catch of the year for John Davis. He had 21 a year ago. Now here you have an official's timeout for an equipment issue. Gain of about 3 after all of that. So again, nice idea, honestly, for the Husky coaching staff. Get your quarterback throwing short, relatively easy, high percentage passes to get him warmed up here, just a sophomore. Trips left, single to the right. Low snap again. It's on the ground, and Diabate picks it up. Scramble for it. Mulhern has got him along with Zach Nulon back at the 45-yard line. Diabate is sacked. Again, that's third or fourth snap that's been bounced back to the quarterback here. He's had to short hop a bunch of them here in the opening drive.
Yeah, and they started out well, so it's suddenly something that's going on. They haven't been able to correct yet.
Loss of 7 on the play. Brings up third down and about 14. Two wide receivers to either side this time. Slot right is Peter Gay. Split right, Shamir James. Diabate taking his time with it. Again, no huddle, but wouldn't call this a hurry up here.
Nope, not at all.
No tight end. Struthers on his right hip on third and 14. Panthers show blitz, and here they come. Back to pass. Rolling to his right, Diabate. Fires to the near sideline, coming back to the football, and it is, they say, caught by Shamir James. Fourth down as they spotted about the 33-yard line, but certainly fourth and 3, much more manageable. Nice job there by James to come back and get it. Gain of about 11 on the play. And again, you're not in field goal range here, but fourth down.
Yeah, with their running backs, this should not be a big deal for them. We'll see how the
fourth and a long two. Panthers need a stop. Midway through this opening quarter, opening drive of the game here. Diabate takes a good snap this time. Gives stretch play, looking for room as Struthers tries to turn upfield. And down he goes! They've got him! In on the stop is number 5, Javon Springfield. The free safety comes up and pops him, and the Panther defense holds on the opening series of 2015. Big hit from Springfield. There is a ton of speed wearing number one in gold tonight, but Springfield caught up with him that time, and excellent, excellent work. And we get our first look at the Panther offense. And new quarterback this year is number 15, Colton Haywood. The fullback will be Elijah Crew. Halfbacks, Mekhi Hill and Zach Nulon. Matt Splane, your returning tight end. Kyrie Fuller will share time with Javon Springfield at split end. Ben McFetridge is your center. Oliver Williams and Shane Mulhern return at guard. Sam Petrovich and Peter Deeb return at tackle. First and 10 from the 34. Fuller split to the left, wing tee behind Haywood. Toss play this time, looking for room is Elijah Crew, and he goes absolutely nowhere. In fact, backwards. Bryant right in his lap as soon as he caught the pitch. Forward progress will give him the 30. I think that's generous. It'll bring up second down and 13 as Crew is absolutely buried. 51 in the backfield immediately.
51 never got blocked. I mean, they attempted to, but that was about it.
Well, negative play for the Huskies just a moment ago, and they returned the favor that time. Crew had no shot. 5:51 and counting to play here in the first quarter. Fuller split to the right. Mekhi Hill wing to the near side. Now he takes it on a jet sweep off the right side. Mekhi Hill turns upfield, and he's tripped up out near the 38-yard line. Ball came out. Let's see. Did the ball come out? Let's see. We're looking for a signal from the officials. Huskies sideline thinks they have the football. No? Okay.
Who now?
Okay, and that was Mekhi Hill on the carry.
Okay.
They were excited over there as if there was a turnover, but instead, Panthers keep possession, ball at the 38-yard line. Mekhi Hill picks up about 6 on his first tote of the season. Brings up third down and about 6. They need the 44 for a first down. Clock ticking, 5:02, 5:01 and counting. Hill, or split to the near side is Fuller. 10 men in the box here. Haywood, play fake. Now he's going to keep it himself, and he's wrapped up and buried in the backfield. They sent everybody, Diabate and others, wrap up Haywood for a loss back at the 30-yard line. A loss of 8 on the play, and again, Tried the play action look there and just too slow to develop. Diabate and Bryant in on the stop.
Well, it was like a jailbreak. They just sailed right through.
So Bryant with two tackles for loss in three plays. So three and out go the Panthers after one very good stop on the defensive side of the ball. Zach Nulon on to punt it. Davis and Struthers, two dangerous return men, stand just outside their 30-yard line awaiting the punt from Nulon. No pressure, and Nulon hands a high spiral, headed towards Davis, who fields it on the back pedal at the 30-yard line. A little bit of room straight ahead at the 40. 45 dances to his left across midfield, still on his feet into Panther territory, and returns it all the way back on near the line of scrimmage. Good punt from Nulon, but they net, maybe 13, 14 yards out of it. Terrific return from Davis. Puts the Huskies right back in business at the Panther 41-yard line, 42-yard line, to start their second series. Whew. Field is tilted at this point in the Huskies' favor.
And so is time possession right now.
Certainly. Three and out go the Panthers on their first possession of the season. Now the defense right back on the field. Mahmoud Diabate stands with a tailback on his right hip. Wing to the right is Thomas. Receivers are split. Now they look for a jet sweep. This is Davis. Davis looking for running room off the right side. Here's across the 40. Spinning through tacklers. Panthers better wrap up. Finally, wrapping him up inside the 30-yard line is number 25, Hunter Mazur. But Davis takes it all the way down to the Panther 26-yard line. Sloppy tackling and a gain of 15 for Davis on the jet. So, they'll try it again here.
Yeah, right now it looks like the Panthers are starting to wear down a little bit. It's a lot to handle, this kind of running speed.
Three receivers to the left, one to the right. Running back on the hip of Diabate, and now flags first. Pre-snap, it looks like someone jumped here
right tackle,
on the right side of the line. We'll see who drew who. Yassine Shand has checked into the game at halfback for Prep Charter. 3:34 to play here in the opening quarter. We'll check the flag here in a moment. Dead ball, false start, so they'll back him up 5 yards and turn it into first and 15. That's first penalty on Prep Charter. Panthers, if you remember, had a costly penalty face mask. Unfortunate. Sam Petrovich would have had his first sack of the year but got a handful of face mask there, and that could have tilted the field drastically. That could have been fourth down and forever from deep in their own territory. Instead, Huskies have been on the Panthers' side of the field for much of this first quarter. Struthers back into the game at tailback, first down and 15. Low snap again, keeping it himself this time is the quarterback. And wow, dancing his way across the 30 to the 25-yard line is number six. That's Edward Sadie. Or is that? Yeah, no, I'm sorry. That was, no, he is wearing number five, not six. That's Mahmoud Diabate. Diabate is stopped at the 25, and man, he is dancing through raindrops out there. The Panthers need to swarm multiple players to get a handle on him. Gain of about six. Second down and a long eight. Diabate with two receivers to either side in the shotgun once again. Low snap again. Play fake, going to keep it himself off the left side, and they swarm this time. Much better job here for the Panther defense, shedding blockers. Petrovic and Mulhern on the stop. Brings up third down and about nine. So, Diabate, five carries for 4 yards in the early going. He's had a couple of highlight film type runs here, but they've kept him in check otherwise. Probably four down territory here. Panthers need to try to keep this at third and nine. Try to turn this into fourth and long here. But figuring they have two plays to deal with here if you're the Huskies coaches. Motion man is Struthers. They give it to him on the jet. Looking for room off the right side this time. Tries to stretch it, but he is diving forward to the 20-yard line and near first down yard. Just going to be a little bit short before Shane Mulhern knocks him down. Mulhern was amongst the leading tacklers for the Panthers a year ago before he was injured. Played only about half the season on the defensive side of the ball. And ended up with 44 tackles and had a fumble recovery and a pass defense and so forth. Gives Struthers four on his last carry. He has four carries for 19 yards. Brings up fourth and two. Panthers need another stop on fourth down. They did it just a few moments ago. Checking out of the game is Eric Stranick. No, Stranick now split to the left. for the Huskies. Slot to either side, split to either side. Struthers and Diabate in the shotgun again. Fourth and two from the 19. Give is to on the counter, going back the other way is Struthers, and he has got himself a first down. Didn't get much, but didn't need much. Kyrie Fuller in on the stop with Mulhern, but got himself to the 16-yard line for a gain of three and a first down. Nice read there, cutting against the grain, going play looked like it was headed to the left, and Struthers found a little room off the right edge to give them a fresh set of downs in the red zone now. Panthers defense has been on the field for most of this first quarter, as we're going to tick inside a minute before they snap the ball again.
Panthers have basically run three plays. Well, four, including a punt.
Upper Moreland leading Pencrest 14-0. Ridley on top of Glenn Mills 3-0 early in the second. Here, no score. Diabate give is to Sands, and he's wrapped up by Pete Deeb. Deeb, nice job there. No gain on the play. First carry of the night for Yassine Shands. A little read option look here for Prep Charter. Diabate is, again, carried it himself a few times. So the Panthers have done a nice job here swarming to the football.
Well, I'll tell you that, you know, they're keeping them out of the end zone, I mean, so far anyway.
Prep Charter averaged more than 32 points per game last year in that 10-1-1 season. So certainly a potent offense. Put up more than 40 on, well, in almost half their games. 7 seconds, 6 seconds, 5 seconds left in the first quarter. Looks like they'll get one more snap here, and it is. Back to pass Diabate. Firing to the right flat. It's complete. No, in and out of the hands. Dropped by Davis. Incomplete. Good coverage there by Mulhern and Makai Hill, but the incomplete pass finishes the first quarter. Fast-moving first quarter. End of one. Panthers and Huskies, cats and dogs. Head-to-head here after one quarter. We're scoreless. Stick with us. We'll be back for the start of the second quarter. See if the Panther D can hold one more time. Glad you're listening to the first quarter of the 2015 season on HavenFootball.net.
Every year, nearly 6,000 teenagers go out for a drive and never come back. Just talking to them can change that. The Allstate Parent Teen Driving Contract can help. Get yours from an Allstate agent. It's time to make the world a better place to drive. It's Allstate Stand. Are you in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
This is Ralph Lawler of the LA Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on HavenFootball.net.
Thank you, Ralph. We're sending it back here for second quarter action. Brian Carroll bringing it play-by-play. Mike Mayer doing the color commentary, engineering, and more. Pete Fulgenetti helping with the spotting and stats. Ready to start the second quarter of action. The Huskies knocking on the door in Strathaven in the red zone here for the second time. Football spotted at the Panther 18-yard line. Third down and 11 as the Huskies now moving right to left. East to west here at George L. King Field in Wallingford. Glad you're joining us, either live or on the archive or even on the radio at 89.7, just
inside
George L. King Field. In the meantime, Huskies break their sideline huddle to start this second quarter. Big Heston Jenkins, the right tackle, at 310 pounds, makes his way inside the hash mark and sets up with his line mates. Two wide receivers to either side. Shotgun look. Mahmoud Diabate takes the shotgun snap. Back to pass. Firing down the seam. Wide open is Davis inside the five and into the end zone he goes. Blown coverage for the Panthers. And Davis has an easy catch and the first touchdown of the season for the Huskies. 11:54 to play in the first half. And he could not have been more open.
Yep, could not have been more open.
John Davis, 10 touchdowns a year ago. One to start here on his second catch of the night. Give him 18 yards and a touchdown, first varsity touchdown pass for Mahmoud Diabate. He's now 3-for-4 for 25 yards throwing it. Extra point upcoming here. Number 14, Brian Hernandez, 6'2", 200-pound junior. He will attempt it out of the hold of Eric Stranix. Panthers trying to bounce back here. Snap, kick is away, and it is good. Pretty good rush there from the Panthers, but Hernandez punches it through. So 11:54 to play here in the second quarter. Panthers down a score, but looking to get the ball back for just the second time in the half here.
Yep.
We'll be back in a moment. Stick with us. Be back in 30 seconds, see if the Panthers can answer. Glad you're joining us and for listening to the high school football season right here on HavenFootball.net.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment, and AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
Hello, this is Kevin Clancy. I'm the head football coach at Strathaven High School, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Well, Diabate to Davis for the last 18 yards of a 42-yard scoring drive, and Davis really set them up with a good punt return to begin with. So Davis on the front and back end of that drive, setting things up, and the senior wide receiver has given Prep Charter the first points of the night and a 7-0 lead over Strathaven here at George L. King Field. Hernandez will kick it off, and I'll try to update Twitter here in a moment. Try to keep everybody updated from all different angles of media as best we can. All right, standing deep to return, Van Bobo for the Panthers. Here's a high end-over-end kick. It's going to come down instead to one of the other up backs, and this is Mazur. Hunter Mazur cuts himself across the 25 and out to the 27. Hunter Mazur back on the football fields for the first time since middle school. He has a full ride to West Point to play lacrosse in a couple of years, but glad to have him out on the football field as well. Panthers will start their second drive of the night at their own 28, moving left to right here. And Colton Haywood trying to get this offense going. Three and out on their first series. And two of the three were negative plays, losses on the play. So Panthers with negative total offense to start things here. All right, here we go. Panthers, two tight end look. Wing T. Motion man is Makai Hill. This is Elijah Cruz straight up the middle, and there's absolutely no push up front here from the Panther line. Bryant in on the stop. As Crew gets the line of scrimmage, maybe. So second down and 10 upcoming here is just not much doing here for the Panther offense. What are you seeing there, Mike?
I'm not seeing. I mean, you know, the offense is the fourth play, for, you know, other than the punt. So, yeah, they are not getting where they need to go. They're not getting these guys off the line. Let's see what they can do here.
All right. Try it again on second and 10. Zach Newland, wing to the right. Two tight end set again. Given, looking for room is Makai Hill off the right side across the 30 and tumbles across the 33. So third down and middle distance here as they spot it out at the 34. Hill with the two positive carries off the right side here in the early going for the Panthers. So two carries for 11 yards for Makai Hill. The rest of the offense has gone backwards on the other three plays. So Panthers desperately need to keep the offense on the field here. Third down and a long four.
It's curious to me that they're running to the short side of the field. I would think they'd want to stretch these guys out a little bit, but we'll see.
Pete Deeb on the right side of the line with Mulhern. Makai Hill shifts to the backfield. Newland is the wing back to the right. Same play here, looking for room as Makai Hill, and this time going nowhere. Maybe a half yard if they're generous, but swarm into the football very nicely is the junior linebacker, the West Catholic transfer, Marquis McDuffie on the stop, number 11. Brings up fourth and about four. Panthers thinking about going for it?
No way.
I don't see the punter.
Oh, come on, really?
Are they? Nope, never mind. Newland will stand in punt formation. Okay. All right. So Hill with maybe a yard on that last carry. Brings up third down and four, fourth down and four, rather. Newland will kick it away. Again, high spiraling kick's going to come down to Davis, who fields at his own 32-yard line. Lots of running room straight up the middle to the 45 before he's finally hit. Went about 15 yards untouched, and then they finally wrap him up on the midfield stripe. So John Davis has given the Huskies a short field for the second time in a row here. So tough sledding here, and now the Panther defense right back on the field. Six offensive plays here for the Panthers through the first quarter and a half almost. Everybody's pressing buttons here. Trying to update our friends everywhere. All right. Panthers in a 3-3 stack look. Two receivers to either side. Now one to the right, and they shift into a pistol. Diabate with Struthers behind him. Gives to Struthers straight ahead, and he's plows through the first line of tacklers, and then Javon Springfield from the free safety spot wraps him up at the 44-yard line, but gain of six. Struthers just kind of squirts out of there, doesn't he?
Yep, he just finds where there's something where there was nothing 3 seconds earlier.
Kyrie Fuller checks out. Panthers go to a 4-4 look here. So bring in John Harar. Harar at 6'7", 225 on the football field for the first time. They've seen him. Pretty good athlete on the basketball court, but good to have him out there playing football. 4-4 now on the defensive side of the ball. Diabate back to pass on second and short. He wants it all. Deep down the far sideline, overshoots his man. Number 10, Kareem Dennis, had a half a step down inside the 10-yard line, but Diabate overshoots him and brings up third down and four. And that's a sign of some confidence, I think, on the Prep Charter sideline to say, hey, third and four, we think that's manageable. Why not take a shot down the field here and see what happens?
Well, so far, the Panthers haven't been able to show them anything on offense. I mean, right now, the Panthers are of no threat when they get the ball. So right now, do what you want.
Makai Hill checks out. Elijah Crew checks in at inside linebacker. Panthers again with a 4-4 look. Bunch formation, three wide receivers to the left. Struthers, the halfback on the right hip. And now he shifts over behind. And, well, Struthers moving around and now back to the right hip of Diabate. One receiver to the right, back to pass, fire to the left flat. It is complete. And stepping up and making a terrific open field tackle is Hunter Mazur. Flag comes in late. We'll keep an eye on that. But Mazur drops his man for a loss of three on the play.
Boy, it sure opens
pass complete to
problem.
Peter Gay. Let's see here.
Yep. Holding against...
holding. It's going to bring up fourth down and about eight if they decline the penalty. So decision time for Coach Clancy here.
Oh, boy. It's a tough
decision. You say fourth and eight and take your shot and hope that they don't keep the offense on the field, or what do you think?
Where
do you take the penalty and back them up and turn it into third down?
He's declined. All right.
Yeah, penalty declined, fourth and eight.
That's a good football move. It may not turn out for him because... Huskies are so potent, but I think it's a good move.
Loss of four on the play. Nicely done. Hunter Mazur stepping up and making a big hit.
Plus Mazur gets the stack.
There you go.
Otherwise,
that's
he
why.
Wouldn't get the stack.
Yeah,
so.
Right. I'm sure that's what Coach Clancy was thinking.
Yep.
We just sent you a note, right? Mike, did you get that one?
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Gave you the same. Well, actually, I say it to Mazur because he's the one that gets the... I just wrote it down. Okay, here we got a
timeout. Prep Charter, the one to talk things over. Fourth and eight from the Panther 48-yard line, already leading 7-0. We'll see what happens when we come back. Glad you're joining us. Be back in just a moment. You're listening live to high school football right here on havenfootball.net.
A good trash pickup service is worth its weight in gold. BDI Boyles Disposal Incorporated is a locally owned and operated business for over 20 years right here in Wallingford. Ward Boyle is a Strathaven alumni and knows our neighborhoods better than anyone. BDI offers residential service as well as bulk item collection and cleanouts. To schedule clean, courteous trash pickup service, give Ward a call at 610-872-3149.
Buddy, if I didn't pick up your garbage, tell me, where would you be?
Ralph Lawler of the LA Clippers here. Keep listening to high school football right here on havenfootball.net.
Thank you very much for sending it back. 8:43 here to play here in the second quarter. A couple other score updates from elsewhere. Unionville 24, Garnet Valley 6, late in the first half. Garnet
really?
Valley having some trouble on the road tonight. Upper Darby on top of Monsignor Bonner-Prendy 14-0. North Penn trails LaSalle 7-6 in the second quarter. And we'll get a Ridley Glenn Mills update momentarily. Here, 7-0 in punt formation for the first time. Looking to punt it away to Javon Springfield.
What are we waiting for?
Yeah,
here?
Let's see. They're waiting for an equipment issue, maybe. Not sure here.
Refs
Huskies standing. All right. Andres Ospina will kick it away for. Here's the snap. Ospina. Wobbly kick, signaling fair catch and making it at the 20-yard line. Good decision there for Amir Gordon. Gordon, the 5'8 senior, will set up the Panthers at their own 20-yard line. So conservative, probably safe, very smart call, I would say, for the prep charter coaching staff right there. You're leading 7-0. Panthers have shown next to nothing on offense as far as wearing down your defense. The defense has forced 2 3 and outs, and so now you put Haven in an 80-yard field.
Well, plus, if Haven starts to come alive here, you don't want him starting with the ball in your 50. So, you know, let him bury him back deep. You'll get the ball back. Plenty of time in the quarter, and there's plenty of time to score if you get the ball back. So, Haven's got to do something here. They got to start making the Huskies sweat a little bit.
First and 10 from their own 20. Haywood under center. Fuller. Split end to the left, and here's a jet Mustang sweep. This is inside his Mazer. He's got himself a first down, gain of 12 off the left side.
Well, there we go.
There's the first one of the year. First Mustang that's faked me out again. So thank you, Coach Clancy, for running it early in the first half of the first game. I'll hopefully get that out of my system. But the first varsity carry for Hunter Mazer goes for 12, and the first down of the night for the Panthers comes at the 8:28 mark of this second quarter. Clock ticks. Out at their own 32 now. A little more breathing room for the Panthers. Tight end to the right is Splain. Split end to the left, Kyrie Fuller. Gave it on the quick hitter. This is Elijah Crew going nowhere. Fullback dive goes for a loss of one.
Boy, they cannot move them out of the middle of that line.
Well, there is a lot going on there.
Oh, there's no doubt.
Yeah.
I would just
You
know, start throwing the ball. First of all, you got everybody in the box. So there's, you know, you got, you know, 6 against 8 or 9 or 10.
Check Diawara been in the game now as well. Diawara, 6'3", 230. And, of course, Karamo Diabate, unblockable in some ways when it comes to passing.
The best you can do is stay in front of him. You're not going to move him out. So just run away from
Speaking
him.
Of not moving him out, here comes Heston Jenkins at 6'3", 310. He's lined up over the ball here on second down and 11. Motion man is Makai Hill. Back to pass. Rolling to the right is Haywood. Looking heavy pressure. Firing to the right side. It's overthrown and intercepted. And nice tackle there by Nulon to wrap up number 18, Yassine Shans. But guess who was pressuring the quarterback? And Haywood took a heavy, heavy shot. Haywood is down inside the 20-yard line as Karamo Diabate was right in his face. Had to throw it high to get over the 6'4 defensive end. And too high for everybody. Interception. First of the season for Yassine Shans in the first Strathaven passing attempt. Ends up in the wrong hands. In the meantime, the concern is for Colton Haywood back inside the 20-yard line. And another junior will get loose on the sideline here. Evan Atsavis taking some snaps here under center, but he won't need to throw it right away. Panthers will have to put the defense right back on the field here as they turn it over on just their third play of that series. So the Panthers, now midway through the second quarter, have run just 10 plays from scrimmage. So Haywood, again, concern over there, and we won't speculate on injuries or what the possibilities might be, but he's getting up, walking off on his own power.
And he's holding his hand, his arm. So let's hope it's just dinged his hand.
All right. Let's see what happens.
Talk about it.
In the meantime, Panther defense back on the field. And at the 40-yard line is where the Huskies of Prep Charter will start things here. Prep Charter defense looks awfully tough. I was talking to the Panther coaching staff beforehand who went and watched these guys scrimmage Roman Catholic and said, I don't know if Roman Catholic is that bad this year or if Prep Charter looked that good. But they said they handled Roman Catholic very well just a week ago. And again, still though, a one-score game. Panthers down by 7, midway through this second quarter. Two receivers to either side. Pistol look. Kadir Struthers stands in the backfield behind Mahmoud Diabate. Back to pass. Looking from the 40-yard line. This time, Mahmoud Diabate down the near sideline. Throws and incomplete. Looking for Davis down inside the 20. Pretty good coverage by Mazer, who cut right in front of that pass momentarily. Maybe shielded Davis pass a little too tall for him. And falls incomplete. Javon Springfield also in coverage.
That was a heck of a pass,
second
too.
Second and ten, yeah.
I mean, it was a little high, but it was a bullet.
Downingtown East 23, Frankfort 0, midway through the second quarter over there. 6-0, Interborough on top of Springfield. So, Springfield struggling to move the football. That's a team that had to replace a whole bunch of seniors as well. All right, three receivers to the right, one to the left. Diabate with Struthers in the backfield. Firing to the right side, a little bubble screen on the outside, complete to Davis. Davis, open field and across the right side, and across the 30, rather. Gain of 12 and a first down. John Davis, third catch of the night, 34 yards and the only touchdown of the game. And again, Diabate, the completions he has tonight are most of them just to the flats, high percentage throws with the exception of that slant that ended up in the Panther end zone a few moments ago. But here they are threatening again. Prep Charter on the move. Officials call timeout here momentarily as they spot the football on the right hash mark, Panther 28-yard line. Huskies moving right to left in front of us. Penridge 42, Hatboro-Horsham 13, still in the first half there. So my Hatters are having a hard time on opening night. Oof. LaSalle still up 7-6 on North Penn. We'll try to get you a Ridley update here on first down. The Panthers stack them up very nicely. Oliver Williams wrapping up the ball carrier. Struthers going nowhere. You could barely see him, huh?
Number one.
Oliver Williams drops him for a loss back outside. Well, to put it on the 30-yard line. Loss of two on the play. Brings up second down and 12. Struthers has been held largely in check. Seven carries for 26 yards. Panthers can live with that. But still, they trail at 7-0, 6:27, 6:26 and counting to play here in the second quarter. Still, officials...
Something going
clock
on.
Clock stopped now. I'm not sure what the line judge has come to check something, and now they restart the clock. Here we go. Panthers, I think, are happy to take the extra few seconds to breathe, but that's fine.
Yep.
Diabate. Get read option. Now he's going to keep it himself, looking for room off the left side. Sheds one tackle, and he's hit by Splain. Holding that ball pretty loosely. Splain couldn't quite knock it loose. And they're going to spot this very close to a first down. And indeed, they do move the chains on the far sideline. Gain of 12 for Mahmoud Diabate. And another prep charter first down. Down to the 18-yard line. No huddle again. Two receivers to the left, two to the right. Kadir Struthers on the left side of the quarterback this time. Diabate in the shotgun. Read option again. Gives it to Struthers, and he dances through one tackle. Ball is loose. Scramble for it. Let's see. Still loose down near the 15-yard line, and no signal yet.
Oh.
Panther football. They cough it up, and the Panthers on top of it. Number 35 on top of it. That is Kyrie Fuller picking up the first Panther turnover of the season. Panther defense has stiffened in a couple of big moments here, and there's one of them. So now we'll get a look at another junior quarterback, Evan Atsavis, with Colton Haywood knocked out with an injury. Not sure what the issue is at the moment, but we'll keep an eye on that. But Struthers turns it over after a gain of 3. Ball kicked around down there, and it'll be the Panthers football at their own 11-yard line, starting at the left hash mark. Not an ideal spot for Evan to get his first varsity snaps, but here we go. Wing right and motion man is Makai Hill. To give us to the fullback, Elijah Crew. Carries a couple tacklers forward this time, and Crew gets himself out to the 15-yard line. Well, believe it or not, that's the first positive carry of the night for the Strathaven fullback.
They're in a tough game. There's
here we go. Gain of about 3, brings up second down and 7. Crew with negative yardage in his 4 carries tonight. And again, staple of the wing tee is what your fullback can do out of that dive and trap and all sorts of things. Not really happening so far for the Panthers. Second down and 7. Play fake. It's obvious under heavy pressure. Fires to the flat. Got it away and completes it to Nulon, who dives backwards to make the catch and maybe lose the yard. Diabate was after the quarterback again and buried it. Savas, he's okay. In fact, they'll lose yardage.
I'm sorry, who got that?
Back to the 18. Nulon on the catch for a loss of a yard. He was fortunate to get rid of it with big 72 right in his face. And now third down and 8 upcoming. Panthers in a spot where they did not want to be, honestly, which is an obvious passing down.
Well, the other concern is if they go to a punt from down here, it may be a full
yeah,
it's rush,
a possibility. So. 4:22, 4:21 and counting to play here in the first half. Mekhi Hill and Elijah Crewe in the backfield. 10 men within 5 yards of the line of scrimmage. It looks like they jumped. All right, hard count. May give the Panthers a little more breathing room
do
here.
Do it again, you get a first down.
Yeah, that's right. Again, 10 men within 5 yards of the line of scrimmage. There's absolutely no worry of the passing game at this point.
5 yard penalty.
And I think a great deal of that is to say, look, if we've got maybe the best pass rusher in Pennsylvania coming after you, nobody's shown that they've been able to block 72 yet.
Right.
So, I don't care who the quarterback is. If you have 6'4" running at you.
Well, the first thing you do is you want to roll out away from him.
Yeah. He lines up at left defensive end. Pete Deeb in front of him. Third down and 3 from the 18. Itzavis gives. It's Nulon off the left side with a little bit of running room. Leans forward to the 20. He's going to be a yard shy. Nulon's first carry of the game. Goes for about 2. It's going to be 4th and 1. Well, now what?
Oh, you got to.
I guess you got to punt it unless you want to see if you can draw him off sides with a hard count again.
But that's going to be pretty obvious. But you can try.
He's coming to the sideline to talk to head coach Kevin Clancy here. They may milk
They're
the clock
call
here.
Timeout here, it looks like.
They are going to milk the clock and maybe call timeout and think it over here.
Mm-hmm.
Clock melting down now at 3:35 and counting. They're going to watch the back judge and then call time. Once that back judge puts his hand in the air, my guess is Evan will call timeout here and see what happens. Clock ticks. 3:15, 3:14. Back judge with his hand in the air, and now timeout called by head coach Kevin Clancy at 3:11 of this second quarter. So we'll take a short timeout with him. Panthers trailing 7-0, 4th and 1 from their own 20-yard line. But trailing by a score, see what happens. Maybe they go for it. Maybe we're punting when we come back right here on HavenFootball.net.
Selling or buying a home is serious business. And for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and quality service award agent. Her 3 children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-494-9520.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
3:10 to play here before halftime. Just got an update. Ridley on top of Glenn Mills. 20-0 at halftime.
Whoa.
So Ridley on all cylinders here in week 1.
Punting.
Panthers now will line up to punt, 4th and 1. Let's see if Prep Charter comes after Zach Nulon here.
Nope.
Good snap, and here they come. Oh, my, he does get it away. Good kick. It's going to take a hop. A bad break for Strathaven. Takes a Prep Charter bounce inside the 45. So pretty good field position here as Karamo Diabate was coming after Nulon to see if he could block that punt.
Which was interesting because nobody else moved off the line, really.
Yeah, but send your 6'4 guy again.
Yeah.
He's been unblockable. And so the Panthers, so far through the first half, 1 for 2 passing, -1 yard. Running the football, well, you've got 26. I mean, you're looking at less than 20 yards rushing. It's not been pretty.
Nope.
Not been pretty from an offensive standpoint, and as much as anything, it's a credit to the Prep Charter defense.
Oh, no doubt. No, I mean, Prep Charter has been moving the ball, but they haven't been able to punch it across other than once. But, boy, the defense has just been absolutely stifling.
Yeah. All right, Conestoga on top of Owen J. Roberts, 20-14. Here, 7-0. Pistol look here for Mahmoud Diabate. Back to pass on first and 10. He wants it all. Deep down the far sideline. Has a man out there jumping high but incomplete and off the hands of number 10, Kareem Dennis. Pretty good coverage out there from Springfield and Mackay Hill. Good position. That's just one where you put it up in the air and say, hey, our guy is a little bigger than your guy.
And he got his hands on it.
Yep.
In another league, like college or pros, that probably would have been caught, but still.
Upper Darby on top of Bonner now, 21-0. Field goal for LaSalle has given them a 10-6 lead over North Penn. Here, 7-0, Prep Charter on top, 2nd and 10 from the Strathaven 44. Diabate with Kadir Struthers alongside of him in the shotgun. Two receivers to either side, and Diabate looking for him off the left side. Not much doing this time. Oliver Williams says no. Williams drops him for a loss of one, and Big 68 doing a nice job in the run-stuffing department. Third down and 11.
Yeah, he actually lost a yard on it.
Generous spot puts it back near the original line of scrimmage.
He did. Whoops, my mistake. No loss there.
The side judge here, closest to us, had it back at the 45, but someone else disagreed.
I don't think the extra 6 or 7 inches is going to make a lot of difference.
Third and 10 from the 44. Pistol look with a fullback on the right side, Anthony Thomas. Now back to pass is Diabate looking for a little inside screen. It's complete to Struthers. Has a man. He sheds one, cuts back to his left. 40, 42-yard line, and not much else. They stop him at the 42. He's going to bring a fourth down and about three.
Stop him at the 36.
I'm sorry, 36. Yes, I'm 5 yards on the wrong side of the ball here. Early season for me, too. Mackay Hill on the stop for the Panthers. Fourth down and almost three. So nice little inside middle screen here. Struthers with his second catch of the game. He has 12 yards receiving.
They're obviously going to go for it.
Clock ticks. 130, 129, 128 and counting to play here before halftime. Backs to either side, and now Thomas shifts into a wing left.
Ooh.
Ball juggled, low snap once again, spin away from one man, but not the second guy. Pete Deeb stays with him and drops Diabate back at the 44-yard line, and the Panther offense will get back on the field with, believe it or not, their best field position of the game. 1:12 to play here before halftime. They trail only 7-0, and what do you know? As ugly as it's been for the Panthers in all, in many facets, this defense has done a nice job keeping things in check.
Oh, yeah, listen, I think considering the yardage and everything, the fact that we're down by 7 is an absolute victory.
It's obvious. Under center. Well, he is buried in the backfield. There he is. Karamo Diabate smothers him back at the 38-yard line. Loss on the play of 7. And 72, he is just so quick getting off the ball. It is a pleasure to watch from just a pure athletic standpoint. If you're a Panther fan, you probably would disagree with the result. But my goodness. All right. Timeout, Coach Clancy, before it gets
any worse. Let's talk about the halftime for a second.
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, we're going to go to halftime here in about 45 seconds, which in football time is about 3 minutes. So, and we're going to have Pete Fulginetti here, and we're going to do some talking about, obviously, the tonight's game that we're watching. And we'll talk about, we would normally talk about the Phillies, but that's a complete waste of time. But we will talk about the Eagles, who are looking like they may have a team this year. So, it's going to go someplace. So, we'll talk a little bit about that. And maybe talk about a little bit for the future of the Panthers this year and what we think is going to happen and where we're going. I think one of the things we're certainly going to talk about, as I just mentioned with Brian, was, we're pretty well getting the ball, the stuff handed to us on offense. We just can't seem to do anything. But they've been running the ball and throwing it, and then coverage has been good for us. Our defense has done well. They haven't broken except for that one wide open reception for a touchdown. And, so far I think 7-0 is a very admirable score. We certainly want to win this one. We're not going to give it up. But right now, the way things have looked, I think 7-0 is a nice thing to have, and we'll see what the second half is going to bring. In the meantime, back to the action with Brian.
2nd and 15 from their own 38-yard line. Panthers with a double wing. 45 seconds left on this first half clock. Diabate poised and ready to get after him again. Back to pass. It's obvious. Wants it deep on a wheel route. Has Newline. One-handed grab of beauty. Bang, down, but in Prep Charter territory at the 36-yard line. Newland with a terrific catch, and the ball could not have been delivered any more perfectly.
That was beyond exceptional. A one-handed big league catch. Just grabbed it. I thought he was for sure going to drop it. Yeah,
oh,
amazing.
Evan dropped it right in the bread, right in the basket
and a perfect
there.
Perfect pass, no doubt about
perfect
it.
Perfect throw. And
27 yards.
Newland for 27. He has both catches tonight. Clock ticks, 35 seconds and counting. Panthers give us to Mekhi Hill, looking for running off the right side. He better get out of bounds, and does he? Yes, okay. All right, inside the 30-yard line, Mekhi Hill off the right side. Panthers have found a little bit of running room off that right side. Marquis McDuffie on the tackle for Prep Charter.
Well, the key is to get around the big guy. Once you get around him, if your blocks are working, you got a little bit of room.
All right, from the 29-yard line. Again, good pass protection that time.
Timeout.
For Estavas. But, again, Panthers with a little bit of life here just before halftime. 28 seconds now, still a ways to go. Ball spotted at the 29-yard line, which,
well, I'll tell you,
seems
that,
like an eternity.
With that pass, do that twice,
yeah,
we're there.
Yeah.
So maybe once and we can break it open. But he's definitely, there's got to be some adjustment. At halftime, Clancy has to do something, whether it's double teaming or holding somebody in the backfield to pick this up to give our guys some time to throw the ball. That's what he wants to do.
All right. At Savas in the shotgun, a Kevin Clancy shotgun offense. Who'd have thunk it?
Yep.
Receivers are split, slot to either side. On fourth and fourth, 9 seconds left, looking for Harar. It's thrown in, it is juggled and incomplete. Getting a finger on it was number 10, Kareem Dennis, incomplete. Looking for Harar down inside the 10-yard line. So 4.4 seconds to play here before halftime, and incomplete it falls. So pretty nice pass there, and again, he's finding some seams in there. Some zone defense, and he dropped it in there very nicely for Newland a few moments ago. And that one found a hole, or almost, but Kareem Dennis got a finger on it. All right, now, 4 seconds left from the 34-yard line. Panthers still have to be careful here with all the speed all over the field here for Prep Charter. Pass rush here would be helpful. Diabate, empty backfield. Three receivers to the right, two to his left. Panthers can try to go get him here. Diabate back to pass. Looking all day to throw it. Now pressure from the backside from Petrovic. Still dancing to the right side. Firing in the flat and an incomplete. Coming back to the ball is Davis. Kyrie Fuller in coverage. Falls harmlessly to the turf as the clock strikes zero on the first half of the Panthers season. And boy, the Panthers getting a good cheer here from the home sideline, and understandably so. 7-0 Prep Charter, but the Panthers have hung in there, and then some, putting a scare into the Huskies late in that first half. Panthers, of course, will get the ball to start the second half, right. So it should be encouraging as well. So, stick with us. We will hear from Pete Fulginetti at halftime. Mike Mayer and Pete will work their magic, do whatever it is they do at halftime while I'm checking scores and updating others and so forth. We'll come back with score reports from elsewhere and a whole lot more. Entertaining first half here at George L. King Field in Wallingford. Glad you joined us, either live or on the archive. 7-0, Huskies over the Panthers. We'll be back for more. Glad you're listening to HavenFootball.net.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
You feel the difference when you walk through our doors. The upscale decor, the comfortable atmosphere, the warmth of neighbors who are true friends. At Plush Mill Senior Living in Wallingford, we know what it means to live well. We're a rental community without the big entrance investment. A modern alternative to continuing care retirement communities where you're in control of your assets and your independence. With 158 apartments, Plush Mills is big enough to count on, small enough to care. Call 610-690-1630 to schedule the tour. It's a great place to live the good life.
Wherever weights are racked, Rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. No body in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
Baby, it's cold outside.
When you need dependable heating oil or propane delivery or expert HVAC service and repair, there's only one company to call, Wilson. Wilson is a full-service, family-owned company that delivers real value for your fuel dollars. Wilson does this by helping you use less fuel with energy-efficient products and Wilson's home energy audits. Wilson can make your energy bills easier to manage with automatic delivery and a monthly payment plan. Give Wilson a call today at 888-607-2621.
Welcome to the At the Half Halftime Report with Mike Mayer and Pete Statman Fulginetti. Tonight's report is sponsored by Coco's Pizza in Brookhaven, Friday Night Football and Pizza. After the game or anytime, everybody loves Coco's.
Okay, we're back at George L. King Field, where the Panthers are down 7 with a pretty impressive performance by Prep Charter. They've been all over the field, and I tell you, a very impressive performance, I think, at the end of the day so far for Strathaven's defense. Pete?
Well, I tell you, if you look at the stats at halftime here, you'd say, well, this is a 21 or 28 to nothing score. Of course, the Charter school has controlled the ball, but with all that's going on, it's a 7 nothing score. I mean, you're one score away from tying. You're going to get the second half kickoff. I would almost call this a bend but not break defense and against a very, very good school. I mean, this school has, I think, almost a half a dozen players on it that are going to go to 1A or...
Well, they could potentially. We certainly have a few commitments already.
Number 72 is committed to Penn State. I mean, this is a good team. This may be as good a team as we'll play in the Central League. And we've really hung with them. I think the big thing is we got to get the ball more to the outside. You're not going to run up the middle. These guys are just too big and strong. But I think if you go outside, use a little bit of speed, maybe a little bit of trickery, I think in the second half we can move the ball.
Well, I think one of the keys is the keys we always talk about. You know, Clancy's very comfortable playing this run and run up the gut, but, you know, the problem is, I mean, these kids are big for Prep Charter, but the problem is that they just, our defense, the defense we go up against play the box, and you're just literally outmanned. So you've got to either have outstanding, you know, blocking, you know, people on your team, or, you know, linemen, or it just can't go anywhere, and it gets, the less we throw, the less we run around the sides, the more that box closes in, to where you almost have 8 people in the line of scrimmage, which is impossible to work with.
I'd like to bring the attention of 2 players that I've really noticed in the first half, both juniors. This Hunter Mazur, we saw him last week at the Pius scrimmage. We both commented that this fellow here can play ball. He is a lacrosse player who just went out for the team this year. He's excellent. He can cover. He has outside speed. So let's keep an eye on him. But also number 8, the second string here, Evan Atsaves, who came in.
Right.
He showed a great arm. He threw a ball 50 yards in the air. And I think it's a shame number 15, Colton Haywood, got injured. But Atsaves seems to be a really, looks like a quarterback out there. And if this is the way he's going to be, and we're going to use him this year, I think we got to put some passing plays into our repertoire, so to speak, for future games.
Well, you know, not only do we have some kids that can throw the ball, but and of course tonight may not be a good example because the pass rush has been so intense because these guys are so big. But John Herard, number 89 for Strathaven, I mean, he's, 6'7", 225. Yeah. You know, I remember years ago Dave Peck.
Right,
he was 6'7", and he wasn't as heavy.
Size.
And we never threw it. I mean, we threw it 3 times. Now, we didn't necessarily have to. The team didn't need the passing. But boy, you know, we just need to loosen up that box. We need to play a little, get teams to play us a little more, we use the word fairly. There's nothing illegal the team is doing.
It may not happen tonight because, you know, you've got to prepare and practice. Right. But I think in the future games this year, and maybe as we go through the season, we'll see a little more passing. And if they can use that big tight end with this number eight quarterback at saves who has a great arm, you know, that'll open up the running game for us.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you know, I've been a big fan of, like, slant passes, quick little passes, you know. Similar, actually, to what Prep Charter is doing, where they just kind of swing the ball, you know, in the backfield, so it just gets the ball out there quickly. We really need stuff like that because we're getting rushed so badly that we have no resources to just get the ball outside where maybe nobody will be. And you know what,
Mike, as badly as it looks like we're being outplayed, this is still a game that could be won.
It's
only 7-0. And I think one thing, let's keep this in mind. Number 72 and number 51 of the defense for Charter, they played every snap. They're big men.
Right.
But they're also going to start feeling the heat in the fourth quarter.
Well, I think...
And we might have to... The way you're going to beat this team is with speed. If you run right at them, you're not going to beat them.
I think there's a fatigue factor that we're hoping for. Now, whether it happens or not, we'll have to see. I know the coaching staff that looked at a Prep Charter scrimmage thought that Prep Charter was getting a little winded. Of course, it was much warmer. It really wasn't. The scrimmages were held. It was relatively comfortable. But in any event, they thought they might be able to last them. And they actually, as I think Brian indicated at the beginning of the broadcast, we're hoping for a more warm, more humid night because they thought we may be better shaped than
Prep
Charter.
Yeah, because why? 2 feet behind us is our fan. Right here.
Well, I'm very comfortable.
Yeah, well, so I'm saying we have our fan blowing, so it don't matter how hot it is out there.
But you know, I think they're hoping for a fatigue factor, which may or may not happen. So we'll get to see who's in better shape, who's in better condition. I do see that either the Panthers are getting better at their mix, or Prep Charter starting to get a little floating around.
Looking a little further down the road, I by seeing this first game with the size of the Haven linemen, here a lot of them are returning. This team will get better. And when they play teams in a Central League, they're not going to be the size of the Charter school. I think they'll have their way a little bit.
I think.
So this team's going to win some games.
And I think when you come off of a game like this, when you're playing against, you know, grown men for all intents and purposes.
Yes, absolutely.
That you know, suddenly the guy across from you next week with Innerborough,
that's what I'm thinking.
He looks pretty manageable. I like this situation.
Yeah, so this is a good test. And if you can hold your own with these guys, even if you don't win tonight, you know that you're a decent team. And in your league, you're going to be able to hold your own with most anybody.
Right. Well, I can't get over that pass. I mean, you check out the play of the game, because I don't know if it'll be the play of the game, but
it was a great pass.
Highlight.
Yeah, it was a great pass. Our number 33, Zach Newland, he was running down the right sidelines, one-handed catch. Caught it in rhythm. He didn't have to break his stride. He caught it, got knocked out of bounds, or he would have scored.
Tucked it in, absolutely. It was a great thing. All right, let's talk about the guys in green.
The guys in green. Ridley?
Yeah.
No, not really. Okay, Mr. Mike. As you know, I'm a real big Philadelphia Eagles fan. Been following them since 1960. I hate to admit.
No, I'd like to this team
this year has more talent than I've ever seen.
You're digging a hole, Pete.
I know I'm digging a hole, but let me explain why. When they have the ball on offense, they have two wide receivers. They have a rookie, Nelson Aguilar, who's going to be a fabulous wide receiver. They have Jordan Matthews, who's going to become an all-pro this year. He catches everything in the slot. This year, he'll gain over 1,000 yards. Then you have, coming out of the backfield, who nobody can cover, is Darren Sproles. You take him out of the backfield, put a linebacker on him, see what happens. We saw what happened last week against the Packers. No one can stay with him. Now, if you cover all them guys, you happen to have Zach Ertz out there, who caught 15 balls against the Redskins last year. He hasn't even played yet this summer. And they've already lead the league in scoring in the preseason. So let's say you have all them guys covered. You covered Sproles. You covered Zach Ertz. You got the wide receivers covered. They're all covered. Who's left in the box to stop? Oh, yeah, by the way, the number one rusher in the league.
Right.
Murray, number one rusher. Oh, you know who his backup is? All pro.
You're getting awful excited, Pete. I just hate to see a grown man cry 9 weeks from now. But, you know,
no, but what I'm saying is this team has depth at many positions.
This was Chip Kelly's team to mold and do what he wanted to. People were very critical. They wondered what he was doing. The bottom line is he has to go to the playoffs, and I think he has to perform in the playoffs. I don't think it's going to be enough to go one and done.
But everything I told you sounds good, but it all revolves around one man. Yep. With a bad knee.
Yeah, well.
With a golden arm and a bad knee.
Supposed to be fixed.
He is a very accurate passer. Last week he showed his accuracy, but he's done that before. The only thing that says stop Bradford in his career is his injuries.
Right.
If we can keep him healthy and everybody stays healthy, this team can win 12 games. I know it can win 12 games. Well, now let's go on their defense. Is their defense better? It's a little better. Is it going to shut teams out? It's not going to shut anybody out. But if you hold teams to 20 points, you hold them to 20 points, the Eagles will score 30, right. So it won't matter. So I'm looking at 12-4. I'm looking this team to make the playoffs and to be in the NFC title game in mid-January against the Seattle Seahawks. Now, to go further than that, we'll tell you in October.
Yeah. Well, we'll be talking about leading up to it, I'm sure, with the, well, hopefully all the joy as opposed to the sorrow. But we'll see what happens. In the meantime, the Strathaven Marching Band has completed their halftime performance. They're standing in front of the crowd right here, doing their little reveille to the crowd. All 400 of them joined right in front of us here, which is always nice. In the meantime, I'll also update you. It is Prep Charter 7, Strathaven 0. It's been all Prep Charter on offense, but Strathaven is doing well on defense. So we're going to go ahead and take a break and come back for the second half. And you stay tuned with us and listen to our fine sponsors who have made all this very possible. Stay tuned.
You probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in Media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment, and AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
A good trash pickup service is worth its weight in gold. BDI, Boyle's Disposal Incorporated, is a locally owned and operated business for over 20 years right here in Wallingford. Ward Boyle is a Strathaven alumni and knows our neighborhoods better than anyone. BDI offers residential service as well as bulk item collection and cleanouts. To schedule clean, courteous trash pickup service, give Ward a call at 610-872-3149.
Buddy, if I didn't pick up your garbage, tell me, where would you be?
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and quality service award agent. Her three children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-494-9520.
Welcome back to the second half of tonight's Strathaven football game. Tonight's sponsors are Steve Taub's Allstate Insurance and Media, Auto, Home, and Life. You're in good hands with Allstate. Cubco's Pizza in Brookhaven, Friday Night Football and Pizza. After the game or anytime, everybody loves Cocos. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. Wilson's for all your oil and propane needs right here in Wallingford. Boyle Disposal, residential and business trash pickup done quickly and professionally. AMF Auto Clinic, taking care of your cars since 1961. Located in Brookhaven on Edgemont Avenue.
Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital. Think Rothman first. Run again, play again.
Plush Mill Senior Living Community. Big enough to count on, small enough to care. In Wallingford.
Sandy McCulley, your Century 21 Executive Group Real Estate Broker, a lifelong Delaware County resident. Now back to the second half with Brian Carroll and Mike Mayer.
Welcome back to George L. King Field in Wallingford. Thanks again to Pete Fulginetti for joining Mike Mayer at halftime. I don't know what you were talking about. I was listening to the Strathaven Marching Unit playing a little bit of the 70s, a little bit of the 80s, a little bit of the...
I was listening to Pete tell me how wonderful the Eagles are, and I said, right. You're digging yourself a hole here, pal, but okay. If they don't perform, boy, we're going to be talking all about right. it.
Well, the marching band is playing everything from Aerosmith to Lady Gaga, and it's an amazing show with 415 students student musicians and dancers, and just a terrific field show as always. Thanks again to Jack Hunts and his incredible staff, and again, great kids out there putting on a terrific show. So come out and see him in person, and you can listen to us during the game now here at the field, 89.7 FM.
That's right.
Hope they're enjoying it down at the Panther Pit over there. The snack bar line looks pretty full at the moment as the marching band is invaded and well-deserved after a great halftime show. Halftime scores from elsewhere around Delaware County look like this. Marple Newtown 20, Cardinal O'Hara 6. Our good friend Jim Connor and Mike Connor helping out on the Cardinal O'Hara staff under new head coach B.J. Hogan. O'Hara taking it on the chin thus far. Marple Newtown skill players doing a number. Abel Hoff and Marcus Weathers getting the Tigers off to a good start. Ridley 20, Glenn Mills nothing. Upper Moreland 14, Pencrest 0. Panthers will see Pencrest in a couple of weeks. Conestoga 20, Owen J. Roberts 14. Downingtown West all over Haverford 41-3. Downingtown West should be very good this year, but 41-3 on Haverford has head coach Joe Gallagher pretty concerned, I would think. Chichester 14, Lower Marion 6 at half. Radnor tied at halftime with Upper Marion 7-7. Innerboro, the Panther opponent next week, on top of Springfield 6-0 at half. Springfield challenged late in the half at first and 10. First down from the 10-yard line, but could not punch it in. Came up just short, and Innerboro hanging on at the moment, leading 6-0. Upper Darby 21, Bonner Prendy 0. Academy Park all over Westchester East, 45-6. Pottstown 14, Sun Valley 0. And then the other game, a little bit of a surprise perhaps, because this is usually a very tight game year after year. Garnet Valley and Unionville. Garnet Valley getting handled through the first half. They are trailing 24-6.
Ooh, that's a big deficit.
Unionville head coach Pat Clark out there has things rolling for the Indians at the moment. So let's see if Coach Mike Rickey and friends can get things restarted for the Jaguars in the second half. So here, 7-0, Prep Charter on top. Can pass that down to head to Bob Jessen or Gary James to pass around the scores. But in the meantime, we have Panthers struggling offensively. Halftime stats are not all that pleasant for the Panthers. That being said, signs of life late in the second quarter, and perhaps, just perhaps, if they can find a way to slow down this pass rush, slow down and maybe double-team Karamo Diabate or something like it, there's a chance to maybe get something going. Zach Nuon seems to be a threat to catch the football out of the backfield, has an amazing one-handed catch here, Evan.
Yeah, check back with the website. That'll definitely be on our highlights on play of the game.
Evan Itzavis delivered a beautiful ball down the near sideline, and Nuon, the junior, on the dead run, picked it out of the air with one hand and hauled it in to put the Panthers in pretty good position here. But, again, the more encouraging sign for me was, you attempted the last three passes there, and it's obviously actually had time to throw it, had time to stand in there and deliver the football, not at all like what happened for most of the first half for either quarterback.
Part of it, I think, is that he's coming off, and now he's looking immediately who he's going to throw it to. There's no more we're going to search, we're not going to count down to three different receivers. I'm going to either throw it to the guy that I want to, or I'm not going to throw it. And if I have to throw it to him and just get rid of the ball, I'll do that and throw it at his feet. I mean, I think the indecision and the checkoff was not nearly as obvious with at saves in quarterback as it was previously, and I think that's what helped a lot. You got to release the ball quickly. I don't care who's blocking. You're not going to have a lot of time here. And you're going to number, first of all, as you come to the line of scrimmage, you should immediately see where these guys are, so you know where to expect them from. And as soon as you come back, and I think the shotgun's a good idea, but as soon as you come back, you've got to immediately check your receiver, and you can't go for 35-yard passes necessarily. 15, 16 maximum, because you've got to release that ball probably within 3 seconds of the snap, maybe four. Otherwise, you're going to get hammered. And the other problem that I have is that even if you get rid of the ball, you got to be prepared to get hit, because this guy's going to be on you.
Yeah.
So, I mean, hopefully you can draw a penalty occasionally. But other than that, it's been a pretty clean game. Prep Charter had some serious problems with the snaps, which they didn't seem to correct completely, because at the end they had the same problem. The center keeps snapping and scooting it like a skipping rock across the stream. I was a center when I was in high school football, and I'm not too sure how that keeps happening. I don't know if he's losing grip on the ball or if he's...
Well,
very strange.
For all the problems for both the teams, I will say the one shining point here for both teams has to be on the defensive side of the ball. Prep Charter, despite giving up a little bit of yardage there in the final minute of the half, has held this Strathaven offense, who averaged, you know, more than 250 rushing yards per game a year ago, and brings back essentially the same offensive line. Makai Hill has 18 yards on four carries. Hunter Mazur, one carry for 12 yards. The other four ball carries, Zach Newlon, one for 2 yards. Crew, four for zero. Haywood was sacked for a loss of eight. Etsavis has negative yardage as well. You know, you're looking at less than 30 yards rushing here as a team, right, and only 26 through the air. They intercepted Haywood on the play where he was injured, unfortunately. You know, you're looking for the Panthers at less than 100 yards total offense, well less than 100 yards of offense through the first 24 minutes of play. On the defensive side for Strathaven, bend but don't break. My goodness, you know, when you look at the time of possession here for Prep Charter, it's enormous, honestly. They had it for most of this half. Actually, but then you look at the stat sheet and you say, wow, Diabate, 6 out of 11 for only 41 yards and the one touchdown. Struthers, only 23 yards on 8 carries, and Diabate with less than 10 yards on 8 carries. Davis, John Davis has really been the one really shining star here for Prep Charter. A couple of very nice punt returns to put them in good field position, tilt the field at least. And, of course, he capped off one of those with the 18-yard receiving touchdown at the 11:54 mark of the second quarter. Those are your only points of the game. 7-0 is where we stand, and the Panthers will stand to get the football back here to start this second half. And they will move left to right and hopefully get things going for the Silver and Black. And, Mike, I saw you just tweeted the score. I've been tweeting all along. So
okay, good.
We've
good.
Got that covered and then some. But
well, again, if you're going to tweet, then I won't worry about it because I got so much going on over here.
You do. Okay. And, again, there's between the stats with Pete and others, we'll keep you busy. And, you know, even if it's entertaining the people sitting in front of us, then that's enough to do. So with we're getting some laughs here from Mrs. Morris. And she's got another son here on the team this year, which is a lot of fun. The sophomore.
And the poor lady came back and volunteered to head up the parents' session.
Well,
I haven't sent her my condolence card. I'm waiting for another week.
All right, here we go. Ready to start things and having it, and with the football teed halfway between the hash marks is number 14, Brian Hernandez for Prep Charter. Standing deep to return for the Panthers, Hunter Mazur and Van Bobo. Their heels on the 10-yard line and ready to get things started. Panthers, for all of the troubles that they had from for much of the first half, this is a one-score game. They are absolutely in it with a very good team out of the Philadelphia Public League. All right, here we go. Hernandez, hand in the air, checks his teammates, and we are underway here in the second half. High end-over-end kick. It's going to come down to Mazur. Misjudges it momentarily. Juggles at the 10. Scoops it up and now has some running room off the right side. Cuts back across the 25-yard line. Bounces outside. Turns the corner at the 30. And, boy, he has some wheels across the 40-yard line. Banged out of bounds. Some people wanted a flag, perhaps, but for what looked like a troublesome start there, Hunter Mazur rips off 30 on the return, and the Panthers in good shape to start things here in the second half. He's talking to assistant coach Dan Schaefer beforehand, and he says this young man, as new as he is to the program in football, has a lot of speed. Easily the fastest player on the team. And, again, he might be your home run hitter from a couple of different positions here before it's said and done. Kyrie Fuller in at tight end. Too tight. One to either side. Gibbs is the fullback this time, and it's Elijah Crew pushing across the 40 for a gain of 2, and he's swarmed there by a host of Husky tacklers. In on the stop. Wait till they unpile. Jabril Little, along with 53. Romeo Outland and 51, who was all over the field in the first half. Marcus Bryant, 6 foot, 275-pounder. He is tough to move. And the Panthers are, again, they have their hands full with some big, big linemen. Bryant and Diabate at defensive end at 275 pounds apiece. And, of course, you've got 310 in the middle. Second and 8. Two tight end set again. Newlon moves to a wing right. It's obvious, gives to Makai Hill. He cuts it back straight ahead. And a lot of room off the left side. Oh, an ankle tackle, and he'd still be going. But Makai Hill, with a nice little cut back, takes it into the Husky territory at the 45-yard line. Gain of 13 for Makai. He's got 31 yards. He's your leading rusher on the evening.
He was
and
so
the
close.
Panthers are moving.
He was so close to breaking that open.
Nice cutback, really, at the point he took the handoff, and then an even better one at about the midfield stripe, and literally a shoestring tackle. Probably saved the touchdown there for Prep Charter.
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt about it, unless somebody's going to catch him.
Two tight ends again, and now Fuller instead splits to the right side. Splane shifts over to a tight end of that side as well. Wing right is Nulon, and it's Makai Hill again. Again, the right side of that line just collapsing people across the 40 down to the 38-yard line. Prep Charter with no answer right now for the right side of that line. Good work there by Deeb, Nulon, Kyrie Fuller, and others. Dennis and McDuffie in on the stop for Prep Charter. But second down and three upcoming. As well, maybe you run it till they stop it, right?
Oh, I would. Although you may want to loosen up a little bit with a... I'd like a short out, something easy just to get the guy outside and see if they collapse it down again. But so
Bryant
far, so good.
Checks out for a breather. Check Diawara, checks in at defensive end. Makai Hill one more time. Straight ahead, pushes his own man out of the way and tumbles ahead for a first down. Makai Hill feeling it right now. Takes it down to the 32, gain of 6.
Feeling the love.
And, well, the but pulling guard. Crushed. Yeah, he got bumped there. But, again, followed his guard right through the hole and... Looking good. Panthers on the move here. Consecutive first downs for the first time tonight.
When you see Big 72 making tackles 6 yards in the backfield, that's a good sign.
Kyrie Fuller split to the left. Tight end to the right is Splane. Nulon lines up wing right again. They may get back to this one more time. Evan Itzavis calls out the signals. Give is to Makai Hill, and there it is. One more time. Mulhern leading the way, and cutting inside. And
Mulhern missed
nice job there. Mulhern couldn't quite get a hold of 22, Anthony Thomas. Nice work by Thomas to dodge the blocker there. Picks up a couple more. Let's see where they spot this one. Gain three more. So Makai Hill, four consecutive carries. Now up to 47 yards rushing, and again, the right side of that line. The Panthers may look for 72 and say, we're running away from him. That may be the way to go. Now Diabate actually is lined up, over on that other side. Motion man instead to give his ball is loose. Scramble for it. Makai Hill run. It's Prep Charter football. The give to Elijah Crew popped out. Makai Hill almost came up with it. Instead, number 58 on top of it for Prep Charter, Michael Maffo. So Maffo on top of it. And a very promising drive to start this half ends in disaster there for the Panthers. As, again, really just good penetration right up the middle that time, and the handoff just wasn't clean at all. Defenders right in the lap of Elijah Crew and never quite got a hold of it. All right, first and 10. Panther defense needs to hold strong here. At the very least, they've tilted the field for the moment. Mahmoud Diabate is your quarterback. He's in the shotgun, and now flags first. Flags first, and I think we're going to get off false start here. Makai Hill's going to check out of the game here momentarily. Looks a little hobbled, and he could use a little breather after that last series. Elijah Crew checks in. 5-yard penalty for Prep Charter, not an auspicious beginning for them.
5-yard penalty.
Upper dub.
I'll give the headlinesman a vote. If he's very descriptive.
Yeah. 5-yard penalty is correct. False start.
Thank you.
We'll figure out. 8:51 to play here in the opening, or at the start of the third quarter here. Diabate with a pistol look this time, and now shifting to his right hip is Kadir Struthers. First and 15 from their own 30. Diabate back to pass. Fire to the right side. Complete in the flat to Davis. Lots of running room. Cuts back inside of Mulhern, and Mulhern dances away from him at the 40. Speed down the far sideline. Springfield's got him wrapped up momentarily and enough to get him on the sideline, and he stepped out of bounds. Davis still on his feet, but takes it all the way to the Strathaven 43-yard line. Gain of 27 and a first down, and Davis tough to handle in the open field, isn't he?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, of course, there wasn't anybody out there, there was one guy. They did successfully block him, but that was just can't give him that much room to run. He's tough enough when you got five guys on him.
You can make an argument there, and it's not one that a defensive coordinator will win very often.
Hold the, can,
holding against the offense is going to bring this thing back. Panthers catch a break here. Yep. It's back at the 45-yard line. It's going to turn this back into about first and 10. So, ouch. 27-yard gain and a terrific effort from Davis, wiped out by a holding penalty. I was going to say a defensive coordinator can make an argument for offensive pass interference on that bubble screen once in a while.
Right.
To say that, look, that ball's in the air, and if the other receivers in front of them are blocking already, that's borderline. And again, it looked right there that you could make an argument. Instead, Panthers still catch a break, and we're back where we started. At the 35-yard line, first and 10, never mind that 27-yard gain. We'll cross that off the stat sheet for the moment. And the Panthers will hope not to write that down again. 8:38 to play here in the third. 7-0 Prep Charter on top. Strathaven had a good drive going in the to start this second half, but put it on the turf. Two turnovers tonight for the Panthers. One for Prep Charter thus far. Checking into the game now. Split left is Eric Stranix. Thomas right behind him on the left side. Two receivers to either side. Diabate give in turn and turn the corners. Kadir Struthers off the left edge. Does dance his way across the 40, and he's ridden down by Shane Mulhern with help from Van Bobo, but gain out to the midfield stripe of 15. Best run, second best run of the night for Struthers. So he has 16 and 15 on two carries tonight. His other seven have gone for just seven. So, again, the Panthers have held him in check for the most part, but Struthers has the Huskies. First and 10 at the midfield stripe. Flags first, and it looks like Stranix flinched here on the left side. Going to end up with another false start against Prep Charter.
He could be getting tired.
A couple other quick score updates. Downingtown East 37, Frankfurt nothing. Satterton and Plymouth White Marsh tied at 14.
Dead ball. False start, 5-yard penalty against the offense.
Obviously, you heard our criticism.
Yep, Ridley 23, Glenn Mills nothing.
We got to be quiet up here. Everybody's hearing everything we say.
It's that FM radio.
Yeah, it must be it.
Great idea, Mike.
Yep, thanks.
All right, it's first and 15 from the 45. As the Huskies will try it again.
They've had 5 first downs because they've had penalties.
Marple Newtown has stretched their lead over Cardinal O'Hara now, 26-7, late third. First and 15 again. Back to pass. Well, I'm sorry, on the give, it is Struthers off the right side. Mulhern rides him down at the midfield stripe, so no gain on the play.
He is so quick.
He is, and Mulhern, I don't know how many tackles he has tonight, but he has done a whale of a job running sideline to sideline with this.
I can tell you if you want. It's certainly not official.
It's one of the best running backs that the Panthers expect to see this year, and they've held him in check for the most part. Second and 10, no gain on the play.
He's got
Mahmoud Diabate. Two receivers to either side. He's in the gun once again. Again, no huddle. Back to pass on second down. Looking, with all day to throw. Now he's going to tuck up and run across the midfield stripe. He goes, sheds two tackles, three tackles, across the 40, inside the 35 to the 34.
So tough to stop.
You look at him and you say, wow, he's kind of got a slim build, but 6'1", 185. He's a big kid.
He would seem to be a great target. Yeah. You know, just to drag him, grab him. There's plenty of them there. It's the little guys that are 5'4". Drive me crazy.
Yeah. Gain of 16 more for the sophomore. And again, talk about some athleticism in that family. All right. Diabate has them set up again. First and 10 from the 34-yard line. He's going to keep it himself. Straight up the middle he goes, and Mulhern's got him this time, but still a gain of 7 more down to the 28. Call it 6, maybe. Panther defense.
Mulhern, by the way, has about 10, about 10 tackles so far.
Midway through the third quarter now. 6:40 and counting to play here in the third. Still 7-0. Panthers defense trying to hold on. Three wide receivers to the right, one to the left. Panthers shift, still in a 3-3 stack look. Give is to Struthers, dances his way to to the line of scrimmage and not much else. Nice work there by Oliver Williams and others to catch him. Still going to bring up third down and about three. Maybe a yard for Struthers that time. Four down territory, certainly, for the Huskies. Davis checks into the game. He lines up split to the near side, left of the formation. Thomas in the backfield along with Struthers. Two wide, and now Thomas moves to a wing right. Two receivers to that right side as well. Third down and three. Diabate, Panthers show blitz. Better snap this time. Struthers with room off the right side. Sheds a tackle. Daylight off the right side. He's going to take it on in from 27 yards. He got his shoulders square, and then you weren't catching him. Touchdown, Huskies. With 5:37 to play here in the third. And just a few too many arm tackles at this point. Panthers not quite keeping up with that speed.
He's so quick, and there just wasn't anybody out there, and he accelerated so fast. There was just nobody even close to him once he got past the line of scrimmage. Really wasn't. If they hadn't gotten him, they did get a couple arms on him, but if they hadn't brought him down by the time he got the line of scrimmage, there was just nobody out there, and he just zipped by everybody.
Brian Hernandez on to attempt the extra point. Panthers nearly blocked the first one. See if they come after it again here. Wild snap, ball spotted, still kick away. What a terrific job by Stranix. Kick is away and no good. He hooked it. Timing just a little bit off, but a nice job by Eric Stranix to reach practically behind him to corral the snap. Either way, point after touchdown fails, so Panthers still in the mix here. We'll see if they can answer when we come back. They got things going to start this third quarter. See what we can do midway through when we come back. Glad you're listening live to high school football right here on havenfootball.net.
Baby, it's cold outside.
When you need dependable heating oil or propane delivery or expert HVAC service and repair, there's only one company to call, Wilson. Wilson is a full-service, family-owned company that delivers real value for your fuel dollars. Wilson does this by helping you use less fuel with energy-efficient products and Wilson's home energy audits. Wilson can make your energy bills easier to manage with automatic delivery and a monthly payment plan. Give Wilson a call today at 888-607-2621.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on havenfootball.net.
Welcome back to George L. King Field. Prep Charter 13, Strathaven nothing. 65-yard drive finished by Kadir Struthers, taking it in from 27. Converts after a Strathaven turnover. Here's Hunter Mazur. Is going to get a shot at it here from the 9-yard line on the ensuing kickoff. He dances away now. Nice tackle there from behind. Good work by Edward Sadie to reach back and rip him down by the shirt tail. So Mazur set up the Panthers at the 40-yard line on his last return. Not so much this time. They'll start it at the 24 and see if they can keep from putting it on the ground. As Struthers caps that drive at the 5:37 mark of this third quarter. And the Panthers got some things going off the right side with Makai Hill. See if they come back with it again. First and 10 from the 23. Etzavez is your quarterback. Split end is Kyrie Fuller. There's a jet sweep looking for running room. Off this near sideline is Van Bobo, and he takes it out to the 31 for a gain of 8. First carry of the night for Bobo. Sets up second down and 2. So again, right side of that line for the Panthers. Things are happening. That's good.
Well, that's that kind of student body right type thing, I think, is extremely successful. It was successful during the scrimmage, and they have the blockers now to do it if they can get out in front of these guys.
Hill is your halfback to the left. Fullback is Crew. All 11 men within 5 yards of the line of scrimmage, and dropped this time, Makai Hill. They sent everybody, and Anthony Thomas eats them for lunch back at the 25. So a loss on the play. Forward progress will give them the 26. So we'll see what the Panthers can do here on third down and about 7. Nice work there by Thomas shooting through. But again, the Panthers, the Huskies, unafraid at this point. They just said, we've got enough team speed to catch you in the secondary. They have literally 10 or 11 men within the last play. All 11 men were within 5 yards of the line of scrimmage.
And now 9 of them are there.
Stacking the box again. Jet sweep looking for the left side. It says Mazur with some speed. He is horse collared up and around the head and dropped at the 28-yard line. In on the stop is Thomas, and Mazur, not a face mask, again, not a penalty, just tackle almost took his head off is the comment from here in the booth. But fourth and five upcoming as Mazur picks up only a couple. Marquis McDuffie on the stop with Thomas. Fourth and five, and looks like they'll punt it away again with Zach Nulon. So, Panthers go three and out. Looking to kick it away, perhaps, from Davis and Struthers. Easier said than done, unless Nulon angles for the sideline. Spiraling, relatively short kick. It does take another very good hop for the Huskies. Bounced on the prep charter side of midfield. Instead, it's down by Strathaven at their own 47-yard line. So, again, just 19 on the punt after another tough roll. So, again, a very short field for prep charter here. A couple other score updates. Unionville has stretched their lead on Garnet Valley. End of the third quarter, 31-6. Unionville all over Garnet tonight. Imhotep, 36. Simon Gratz, 6. Not a surprise there. Imhotep, top-ranked team in the state of Pennsylvania here in AAA. Radnor on top, 21-7. So Tom Ryan trying to get things going for the Red Raiders. They lead Upper Marion now 21-7. Here, 13-0 prep charter. Strathaven defense trying to turn things around. Four down linemen to start things. Pistol formation. Diabate back to pass. Looking. He's under heavy pressure, and Harar couldn't quite get him. Diabate on his feet across the 45. Spins across the 40. He's near first down yardage once again. Give him nine more. And, man, he is tough in the open field. The feeling from the Strathaven staff coming in, and this was not a knock on Diabate as much as it was respect for a young man who holds multiple school records at prep charter. He said, look, this is a sophomore quarterback. We don't think he's quite as good a runner as Vian Dolo from a year ago, but I'd have to say Diabate is certainly holding his own and then some tonight on the ground. He has danced his way to 40 yards and counting. Three receivers, two to the right. Pistol look again. Struthers straight ahead, and he's got himself a first down as he tumbles across the 35. Down near the 34, so give him three more. 69 yards now for Struthers. And
who's that, 22?
22 on the carry?
Yeah.
No, Struthers, one on the carry. Harar and Mulhern on the stop. So Panthers still with a 4-4 look now. Elijah Crew in the game at inside linebacker alongside Mulhern. Three receivers to the right, two to the left, empty backfield here. Diabate, quarterback draw, going to keep it himself off the left side. Flag on the play. This is coming back. Diabate down the near sideline, takes a big hit, tumbles inside the five down to the three. But I think we're going to end up with holding here.
Yep.
Back near or outside the 30-yard line. Hunter Mazur on the tackle, but Diabate's run of 30-plus there is going to come backwards.
You got a holding penalty against the offense, 10-yard penalty.
They'll march it off from the 32. Panthers catch a break, although, you know, you say that and you say, you know, if there wasn't holding, perhaps he might have been stopped.
Far, right,
this
right.
was right at the point of attack, actually. Harar checks out of the game as they spot the football back now at the Strathaven 43. But, you know, kind of a double-edged sword here. The Panthers, they've had some, you know, the penalties certainly helped them in moving the other team backwards. In another respect, they've got to redo the play.
Yep.
And the Panther defense has been on the field for much of the night.
And we're about to end the third quarter, which means we're running out of time. So that's another issue.
Here we go. Three down linemen again. 3-3 stack look here for the Panthers. Empty backfield once again. Bubble screen to the outside. Firing is complete and dancing his way across the 35, inside the 30, down near the 26-yard line is Edward Sadie. Sadie, his first catch of the night.
What's he, 20?
Number six.
Six. I can't see that.
First catch of the night for Sadie. And we'll see where they spot this. Down to the 26. So, yeah, there's a gain of 17 more. So, death by a thousand cuts, in a sense here. 13-0. Prep Charter on top of Strathaven and threatening again. Nearing a minute to go in the third quarter. Bunch formation, three receivers to the right. The fake the bubble screen. Now they want it all down the middle. Has a man in the slot. Complete and shaking a tackle inside the five and going into the end zone is Peter Gay for the touchdown. The senior scores from 26. Beautiful fake on the bubble screen to the outside. And Gay went right down the seam for a 26-yard catch and run. Second touchdown pass of the night off the arm of Mahmoud Diabate. And now, Prep Charter looking to stretch the lead to 20-0.
Matt's still going to kick the extra point.
Hernandez. Yep. Up and good. Punches it through with 1:01 to play here in the third quarter. Prep Charter starting to take control here. And now the Panthers need to get something going on offense. Something to build on leading into the fourth quarter and then some, you know, in the weeks ahead. So, Panthers down three scores. Maybe they can wear out the Prep Charter defense when we come back. Stick with us. Glad you're listening to High School Football and HavenFootball.net.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. No body in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
Ralph Lawler, the L.A. Clippers here. Keep listening to high school football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Peter Gay scores from 26 yards out to give Prep Charter a 20-0 lead here at George L. King Field. A couple of short fields here for the Prep Charter offense, and they have cashed in. High end over end kick. The Panthers will look to try it again. It'll be Van Bobo fielding the kickoff at the 5-yard line. Looking for room is Bobo across the 25, and that's about it. That's about it before he's met by Tony Nguyen, senior wearing number 71. Well, Mike, any ideas, any guesses here for to get something going here late in the third?
Well, again, I think the short passes are going to be critical. And I think I've been thinking that for years, though. Nobody seems to be paying attention. So, it's you know, I understand it. It's dangerous. But at this stage of the game, you need to get your runners out in the field. You need to give them the opportunity to try to, you know, get some yards. And running up against this wall is just a tough way to make yards. They've had some success, but they haven't been able to sustain it.
First and 10. Evan Itzavis. Back to pass on first down. Firing to the outside. Complete to Kyrie Fuller. Fuller across the 30-yard line. Gain of 6 on the play. His first catch of the season. Kyrie, a nice big target out there.
Well, somebody listened.
That's
I mean, it's 5 yards. You know, let's keep going.
We'll take it. That's right.
You know, the last time I checked my numbers, 5-5 is 10. That's first down.
It's obvious, again, no huddle. Prep Charter scrambling to get set on defense here. Here's Makai Hill, running room off the right side. Turns the corner at the 35. Undercut nicely there. Good open field tackle by Kareem Dennis, but not before Makai Hill moves the chains again. First down, Panthers at the 38-yard line. Gain of 9 more for Makai.
You know, I think Coach Clancy just there's a timeout now. But Coach Clancy, I think, is counting on trying to wear them down. Maybe a formula for success.
56 yards rushing for Makai Hill. Very encouraging start for the junior here on week one.
Official
and now
timeout.
The official's timeout, which is not what the Panthers are. Was that the word that the head football coach for Penn State is here? Yeah, there's James Franklin. There he is. James Franklin standing down there. He's checking out his man, number 72, and then maybe some others.
Yeah, you never know.
You never know. Sometimes players are discovered almost by accident when you get recruiters here watching. As we mentioned in the start of the broadcast, 72, Karamo Diabate, one of the best defensive ends in the state of Pennsylvania. He's headed to Penn State next year. He's committed, and James Franklin in town, obviously, with a game with Temple tomorrow, so just down the road. Should be an easy commute over to Lincoln Financial Field at 3 o'clock tomorrow, so good to see Head Coach Franklin here watching Karamo Diabate, but maybe he'll discover others and see what happens.
Never know.
So, first and 10 for the Panthers at the 38-yard line, and Makai Hill's going to check out of the game momentarily. Van Bobo checks in.
For broadcasters for Penn State. Yeah, probably not.
A little more of a commute for you, Mike.
Yeah,
you
know, I'm not
you'd
doing
have
that.
To go I more than a whole mile to get up to Happy Valley.
Yeah.
All right, Panthers go two tight ends. I'm sorry, no. Kyrie Fuller, kind of a split end, but has his hand in the dirt. Double wing. Motion man, it's Van Bobo off the right side, and nothing doing this time. They drop him for a big loss. Coming through untouched was Jabril Little, 170-pound junior linebacker, and Bobo dropped back at the 28-yard line.
Now they're going to give him to the 33.
I'm sorry, the 33. Yeah. I'm sorry, not 28, the 33. I was looking at the clock tick down and lost track of it, but in the meantime, second and long upcoming for the Panthers. They're down by 20, but still some positive signs on the offensive side of the ball. See if they can get it going again when we start the fourth quarter. Stick with us. Be back in a moment right here on HavenFootball.net.
You feel the difference when you walk through our doors. The upscale decor, the comfortable atmosphere, the warmth of neighbors who are true friends. At Plush Mill Senior Living in Wallingford, we know what it means to live well. We're a rental community without the big entrance investment. A modern alternative to continuing care retirement communities where you're in control of your assets and your independence. With 158 apartments, Plush Mills is big enough to count on, small enough to care. Call 610-690-1630 to schedule a tour. It's a great place to live the good life.
This is Dan Baker, public address announcer for the Philadelphia Phillies and the Philadelphia Eagles. And you're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Thank you, Mr. Baker. Brian Calabrini, the play-by-play. Mike Mayer doing the color commentary, engineering, and everything else on HavenFootball.net. We're joined, of course, by Pete Fulginetti here in the booth with spotting and stats. Second and 15 for Strathaven. Give inside as the fullback on a quick hitter, and not much doing there. Maybe the 35-yard line for Elijah Crew. Gain of about two, and it's going to bring up third down and 13. Crew, six carries for just 4 yards. And clearly a commitment from the Huskies to take away fullback dive. Panthers in a no-huddle again. Kyrie Fuller split to the left of the formation. Fire on the out patterns. Complete to Fuller. Dances away from one man. Now speed down the near sideline. Fuller ran away from people at the 40. The 30. You will not catch Kyrie. Touchdown from 65 yards. Beautifully done. Make one man miss and turn on the Jets. Kyrie, there goes the distance with 11:26 to play here in the fourth quarter. Beautifully done.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy.
11:26 to go in the fourth, and the Panthers, just like that, are back in it. How about that for no huddle? Just get things going. And
I'll have to watch it on film. I missed most of it. I was working with the computer.
That was perfect delivery from Itzavis, and Kyrie made one man miss, and boy, there was some wheels down the near sideline. First varsity touchdown for Kyrie Fuller. First varsity touchdown pass for Evan Itzavis. And now looking for the first extra point of his career.
Oh.
Nope. Blocked. Ball spotted. Kick was, I can't even say it was away, as Amir Gordon was blocked immediately. 20-6. So the Panthers still have ourselves a game. 14 points down. And see what the defense can do when we come back. Thanks for giving us a little spark, Kyrie. Be back in 30 seconds. More fourth quarter action coming up on HavenFootball.net.
When the moon hits your eye like a bigger pizza pie, that's...
Wouldn't a delicious pizza taste good right now? And there's no better pizza than a Coco's Pizza. At Coco's, you can get pizza your way. Thin crust or thick, red or white, with a whole slew of topping choices. Having a party? Buy three large or extra large pizzas and get a free 12-pack of Coca-Cola. Order your pizza right now at 610-872-7277. Coco's Pizza in Brookhaven. Pick up or delivery.
Tippy-tay, tippy-tippy-tay, like a guitar and
this is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Kyrie Fuller, two catches tonight. The last one, a big one. 65 yards, the longest catch of his career by far. And puts the Panthers in the end zone and on the board for the first time in the 2015 season. 11:26 to play here in the fourth, and let's see what happens.
Yeah, always exciting.
A couple other quick score updates. Interboro 9, Springfield nothing in the fourth quarter. Sun Valley has lost. That game's gone final, 21-0. Pottstown over Sun Valley, that's gone final. Penridge all over Happer-Worsham, 55-22. So my alma mater taking one on the chin tonight. Here, Strathaven trying to climb back into it. Still plenty of time to go here in the fourth quarter. Amir Gordon has it teed. Waits for the officials. And here we go. Perhaps thinking onside kick or perhaps a squib here. Low line drive kick skips past everybody and into the end zone.
Ooh,
for
nice.
A touchback. Gordon, low line drive, but boomed it. Past Davis, and this is the worst field position of the night here for Prep Charter. They'll start it at their own 20. Pensbury holds on to beat Council Rock South. That's gone final, 13-6, so the defending District 1 champions.
Did you say Interboro beat Springfield?
They are leading Springfield now 9-7.
Ooh.
Okay, Interboro kicked a 20-yard field goal to go up 9-0. Springfield returns the ensuing kickoff 92 yards for a score. It's 9-7, and Springfield has the ball in the fourth. Exciting game over there. We'll see Interboro, of course, next week over on the South Avenue complex. Panthers on the road and taking on Interboro for the first time since 2002.
Right now, it'd be two offenses that hadn't scored 20 points.
All right, two receivers to either side. Shotgun look for Mahmoud Diabate. On first down, give inside is to Struthers on the delay. Dances past one man and not much doing there. Mulhern there to meet him once again. Gain of about four. Brings up second down. And six. Struthers, 14 carries for 71 yards. And officially, 27 of them coming on a touchdown run midway through the third made this a two-score game. Second down and six. Panthers need a big play on defense. Turnover would be terrific. 10:50 and counting to play here in the third, and no huddle, but still, they are you would not at all call this a hurry-up. They are being smart about it, milking some clock here with a two-touchdown lead, they being Prep Charter. And now timeout for head coach Hand. And, good decision. Good decision here.
Yeah,
a little confusion here, it looked like. With 10:35 to play in the fourth. Well, Mike, you want some more scores, or you want to take care of our sponsors?
Go do some scores. Go do some scores.
Upper Darby, 21. Bonner Prendy, 8, with 7 minutes to go. The Royals with the football trying to run some clock. We'll see Upper Darby later in the season. I want to say late October or so. I'll have to get one of those pocket schedules, Mike. Hint, hint.
Oh, I gave them all away.
There it is, Upper Darby on October 23rd, in case you're wondering. Long way to go there. All right. Clareton, longtime power out of District 7 at single-A level. It took care of California, Pennsylvania tonight, 72-0. Clareton back at it and going strong. Plymouth, White Marsh, and Satterton going to overtime, 14-all. Keep an eye on that one up in the Suburban 1 League. Closer to home, Conestoga in the Central League. They're off to a good start. They lead 34-14 over Owen J. Roberts. Here, second down and six. Motion man is Struthers. He takes a handoff on the jet sweep off the left side. Trying to get outside, does, spins back inside, right into the arms of Zach Nuon. Nuon got some help over there from Javon Springfield. Springfield's had a nice night at free safety, coming up in run support on those jet sweeps. And they stop him shy of the first down. It'll be third down and about three upcoming. Struthers, 75 yards unofficially on the ground. Third and three. Panthers need a stop in a big way here. We'll be inside of 10 minutes to play in the fourth once they snap it. Two receivers to either side. Struthers in the backfield alongside of Diabate. On third and three, takes the snap. Going to keep it himself, and diving, lunging for it. I think he's still going to be short. Matt Squain right there read it very well. You're going to end up with fourth and maybe a yard or two. They're going to spot this 2 yards shy. Now what?
Oh, I think you
smartly
gotta,
you punt
you
here.
Punt it. Yeah, you're
punt,
not.
But
the preseason game, you might want to play around with it. But
all right. Yeah, they're going to march it.
This counts for
it off.
Points.
Just thinking, your quarterback's 6'1". He has to fall forward for a
yard.
Yeah,
but you're back at your own 30. I mean, that doesn't make any sense.
Heck of a job by Matt Splain holding his ground there.
Absolutely.
Finding the football. It was in the belly of Struthers there for a moment. And
just make
when
sure
Diabate
you don't get
kept it, Splain was there to meet him.
Just make sure you don't get drawn off sides.
Fourth and a yard. On to punt it is number 40, Andre Sospina, for the second time tonight. Javon Springfield awaits back at the 40-yard line to return, and now here's a flag and a delay a game, so it turns into fourth and six. Well, that doesn't hurt for the Panthers. All right.
Dead ball foul. Delay a game.
So 8:51 to play here in the fourth. Panthers down 20-6, but I got to, about to get the football back. And Springfield, with his heels on the 50-yard line, now joined back there by number 11, Amir Gordon, who is a kicker, but was told is pretty electric in the open field. See what they can do with it here. Low snap, juggle. There's a scramble for in the backfield, and he's going to be buried. Number 35, Kyrie Fuller swallows the punter. Ospina buried inside the 10-yard line. And the offense will get on the field in great shape here with 8:45 to play in the fourth. Low snap plagues the Huskies once again. Fuller with a big play on the defensive side of the ball. And now can the Panthers punch it in? We are not done yet. 20-6. But boy, it suddenly feels a lot closer, doesn't it?
Yeah, it could be lots of fun things there. There's plenty of time in this game.
Harar into the game at tight end. That's a nice big target down near the end zone. He lines up tight end to the left. Splain tight end to the right. Wing right is Zach Nulon. All 10 men in the box there. Give is to the fullback. And off the left side, Elijah Crew with some room off that left side. Following Petrovich and Harar down to the 3-yard line. Gain of 5 for Elijah. That's his best run of the night, incidentally. Second and goal to go. They'll spot it at the 4. Evan Itzaves and the Strathaven offense with a little bounce in their step all of a sudden.
No doubt about that. I was going to comment on there. They're getting a little excited now.
Hill, Crew, and Nulon. T formation now. Timeout for
Huskies
the defense.
Timeout, yep.
All right. Second timeout used here.
Should we stay
by
here?
Prep Charter. Let's take 30 seconds with them. We'll update Twitter and see what see if we can bring some luck that way. All right, stick with us. Be back in 30 seconds. See if Strathaven can punch it in on second and goal here on HavenFootball.net.
Selling or buying a home is serious business. And for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and quality service award agent. Her three children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-494-9520.
This is CBS 3 Sports Director Beasley Reese, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Thank you, Mr. Reese, for bringing it back to us. T formation behind it, Savis on second and goal. Hard count, and they get him to jump. They're going to move it half the distance now to about a yard and a half away. Prep Charter thinks it's false start. Panthers.
Ooh, they may be right.
Better hope not. To come out of a timeout and jump offside on a hard count would. Coach Clancy's not wearing his hat. But he would have thrown it by now. And now they're going to move it forward half the distance of the goal line. All right. Yard and a half to go here.
Encroachment on the defense.
To potentially cut the lead in half. 8:13 to play here in the fourth. Strathaven trying to mount a comeback. It was 20-0 moments ago. And now, suddenly, Panthers trying to get within 6 or 7. Here we go. All 11 men in the box. Itzaves turns, gives to the fullback, and Crew goes nowhere. Nothing doing that time. Fullback off the right side. Had nowhere to go. No gain. He'll try it again. Third down. Itzavis will bring in the play. 7:52, 7:51 and counting. It's a lot of bodies to move.
Yes, it is.
In tight here.
They really got to, I think, fake it inside and run around the end.
They may. We'll see. Wing right is Nulon. On third and goal, Makai Hill off the right side. It worked all night, but not this time. He's short again. Stopped at the two. Hill for no gain. Now, fourth and goal. The Panthers with their third crack at it from a yard and a half away, and now it's do or die here. What's the call? What's the play? You need to get some kind of push against a line that goes 275, 310, 275 right in front of them. Can the Panthers get one more push from 2 yards away? Here they go. Two tight ends. Hurrah to the left. Nulon motions from right to left. Gives to Crew, and he's going nowhere. He is swallowed up immediately. Going absolutely nowhere. Tony Nguyen squashes him, and the Panthers fall short. Ouch. What a stand by Prep Charter with three straight stops from the 1.5 yard line.
And, you know, their team is absolutely built for that. Usually in high school, you get that close, you know, it's a gimme. But just amazing.
What
absolutely,
a job.
Absolutely no push from the line.
What a job by the Huskies defense. All right, first and 10 now from about the 4. In fact, they've lost yardage on the play.
Yeah, they lost 2 on that one.
And so now, can the Panthers come up with a big play? What you don't want is just a mental letdown here and give up a 20, 30-yard play
or worse.
And tilt it. But here, Diabate will take the snap in his own end zone. He does. Gives it inside and Strutter straight up the middle and then some. Look out. He's jetting across the 20 and ripped down by Mazur out at the 28-yard line. Gain of 24. And hope we didn't speak that into existence.
Well, we seem to be doing that a lot tonight.
But Strutter suddenly approaching the 100-yard mark. And again, that is a tough, tough way to go here.
Hunter Mazur.
And they'll try it again. Two receivers to either side. Struthers one more time right up the middle, and the Panthers got him this time.
Well, not yet.
Nope, not yet. Look at him bounce off tackles. My goodness, it looked like they had two or three guys ready to wrap him up. Nulon comes off hobbled here. He's going to need some help. He's going to get off under his own power, but he's going to need Elijah Crew in there to sub.
This is the second time he's been off hobbled, so obviously he's got an issue.
Gain of 3 on the carry for Struthers. Second down and 7 upcoming for Kadir and the Vikings. All right. Diabate turns, play fake, now going to give it himself. Keep it himself, and John Harar wraps him up from behind. Nicely done there by the junior. Stops him at the 34-yard line, gain of just 2. Harar with pretty good reach there at 6'7". Going to bring a third down, and again, maybe the Panthers can get off the field with a play here. Matt Spleen with a big third down stop last time out. Here, 3rd and 5 from the 34. Diabate sends 3 receivers to his right, 2 to the left, empty backfield here. Watch for a bubble screen to this near side, perhaps. We'll see. All right. Diabate takes a low snap. He's going to run off the left side looking for room, and Kyrie Fuller spins away from Fuller, but not from others. It's going to be 2 yards shy of a first down. Fuller almost had him for a loss on the play, but instead he takes it to the 37. Still, 4th and 3, and the punt team likely to show once again here for the Vikings. Keep on calling them the Vikings, the Huskies. They look like Perk Valley. Remember that team? Upper Perk, rather. Upper Perk, that last time we saw them was 2010. It's a pretty good...
Oh, they're going to go for it.
Are they? Okay. Yeah. Trying to put it away here.
Yep.
4th and 2 from the 37. Mahmoud Diabate with Struthers on his left hip. In the shotgun on 4th and 2. They give it to Struthers. He's got some room. Cuts it on the cutback and then some. Now in the open field across to the 50, 45, 40. Struthers with one man to beat. Mazur is being blocked, taken down, and Struthers will go the distance.
Oh, boy.
63 yards on the run for Struthers. They kept the horse in the barn for most of the night, but with 4:09 to play, here in the fourth. Struthers has broken it open, and he's actually down on the far sideline. Looks to be a cramp, or let's hope that that's only the case. He's getting stretched out on that far sideline.
We've been talking about he's been hobbled a few times, so that was a heck of a run to make, particularly if he's suffering from cramps or if he's been cramping up during the night.
Well, that 63-yard run caps a 96-yard drive. So Struthers doing some damage late here, and again on fourth and two, Panthers needed one big play, couldn't quite get it. But so the final score here, still with 4 minutes to play, we'll see what happens as the extra point is up and good. We'll see what happens, but this game was a heck of a lot closer than what the score would indicate right now. Panthers just a play or two away from turning this thing into perhaps an epic comeback. Either way, 4-9 to play in the fourth. We'll see what the Panthers can do when we come back. Stick with us. Be back in just a moment. You're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Every year, nearly 6,000 teenagers go out for a drive and never come back. Just talking to them can change that. The Allstate Parent Teen Driving Contract can help. Get yours from an Allstate agent. It's time to make the world a better place to drive. It's Allstate's Dan. Are you in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in Media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
Ralph Lawler, the L.A. Clippers here. Keep listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Welcome back to George L. King Field. Panthers on the wrong end of a 27-6 score. Kadir Struthers ripped off a 24, then shortly after a 63-yard scoring run. He's over 160 yards on the night now. Two rushing touchdowns, and again, he's as advertised, and the prep charter defense as advertised. Three stops from inside the two is pretty much the story here in the fourth. The Panthers could have cut that lead. That's basically a 14-point swing right there. Could have cut the lead in half. We could have been looking at 20-14. Instead, 27-6 now with 4:09 to play here in the fourth. End-over-end kick's going to take a hop, and then that's a live ball. Panthers better fall on it, and a good heads-up play by Matt Splain. Ball died about 6 inches from the sideline at the 16-yard line. Nice heads-up play by Splain to fall on it before it could have been even worse. But 4:09 to play here in the fourth quarter. Panthers with a long field in front of them, but certainly reasons to feel good about the way the offense has come to life here from the latter part of the second quarter, and really in the early part of the third before the fumble did them in, and then, you know, again, that's...
Well, that goal line stands for
goal line
charter,
stand,
which is to...
Take the wind right out of your sails. Yep. Javon Springfield, split to the right side. Motion man is Van Bobo. Play fake, back to pass as it's obvious. He wants it all. Deep down the middle. Springfield is out there and incomplete, overthrown by just a couple of inches. Springfield with good wheels, running past everybody out near the midfield stripe, and it's obvious that ball was in the air for nearly 50 yards.
That was a good throw. He had time to throw it, too, and that was good. Of course, again, I think, look, let's face it, when you got 4 minutes to go and you're up by 20 points, you're not going to be playing as hard as you're on defense as you were before. So
it's obvious is 3-for-7 for 97 yards and a score. That score, 65-yarder to Kyrie Fuller, which was really about an 8-yard out pattern that Fuller broke a tackle and went the distance. Second down and 10. Evan Itzavis back to pass again. Firing to the outside is complete. Oh. No, incomplete. Off the hands of Javon Springfield. Had a little room over in the right flat there, but couldn't haul it in. It'll bring up third down and 10. 4 minutes to go. Panthers have milked just 9 seconds off the clock here.
Yeah, but it's,
all right. Garnet Valley has gone final. 37-13, Unionville,
wow.
All over the Jags.
Wow.
Jags will look to bounce back against Bonner Pendergrass next week, but not
the start that they wanted over on Smithbridge Road. Upper Moreland has knocked off Pencrest, 28-15. That has gone fine.
A lot of Central League teams are falling, huh?
Yep. All right. Motion Man and going absolutely nowhere. In fact, backwards on the handoff is Van Bobo. No chance on the jet sweep there. And nice stop there by Romeo Outland. Defensive tackle.
We have had trouble blocking these guys. That was what that was all about. There was no place for Bobo to go.
Loss of five on the play brings up fourth down and 15. 3:30 and counting to play here in the fourth. Number 33, Zach Newlon, will be punting from his own end zone, and they hustle Javon Springfield back onto the field here, and Panthers maybe risking a delay game penalty here if they're not careful, but no sign from the back judge just yet. Newlon stands a yard deep in his end zone.
There he goes. Oh, no. Come on.
Takes the snap. Gets it away. Line drive kick's going to come down to Davis at the 41-yard line. Straight up the middle he goes to the 30. Speed across the 20. Inside the 20. Spinning his way down to the 14-yard line. Terrific work there from Davis. Fell on to Kyrie Fuller kind of awkwardly. Fuller a little slow to get up, but seems okay. 30 on the return for Davis, who really set up the first touchdown of the night with a terrific punt return into Strathaven territory and then capped it with a 17-yard scoring catch. And now first and 10 from the Strathaven 13, and Prep Charter looking to break this thing wide open. Two receivers to either side. Shotgun look for Mahmoud Diabate. Give inside is to Struthers, who dances away from one man momentarily, but hanging on for dear life, and riding him down at the 10 is Shane Mulhern. Mulhern, my goodness, we're going to have to look at the film here and see how many tackles he's had. He has been a monster in the middle. Unfortunately for the Panthers, a lot of it's 4 or 5 yards downfield because of the work of the front five of Prep Charter. Second down and 7 upcoming after a gain of 3 there for Struthers. 2:20 and counting to play here in the fourth. Prep Charter back to pass, looking as Diabate looking, firing over the middle. It is in and out of the hands. Looking for Anthony Thomas in the end zone. And
he was so excited, he thought he had it.
Hit him in the face mask. Tough break for Thomas.
What's his number?
22. Who had 3 touchdowns a year ago and almost had his first of 2015. The juniors had a good game at linebacker tonight. I'm sorry, the senior, rather. But he couldn't hang on to that one. Brings up third down and 7 from the Panther 10-yard line with 2:15 to play. On the right hip of the quarterback is Kadir Struthers. Diabate in the shotgun again. Two receivers to either side. Belly option and no. He's going to keep it himself. Dancing away from a man is Diabate one more time. Pete Deebs finally got him with Javon Springfield. Stopped his forward progress at about the 9-yard line. Deeb just hands on his head thinking, gosh, I had him at the 15. Could have been a loss of 5 or more, but instead, getting back to the line of scrimmage is Diabate. So no gain. Brings up 4th down and about 7.
Mulhern, I've got for 14 tackles so far.
Oof, goodness gracious. 137, 136 and counting to play, and Prep Charter will go for it here. 4th and 6 from just inside the 10-yard line. Diabate with 2 receivers to either side. Kadir Struthers in the backfield with him. Panthers trying to hold on one more time. Diabate back to pass on 4th and 6. Going to keep it himself. Runs away from one man, but Pete Deebs got him this time. Slings him down at the 5. Gain of maybe 4 on the play, but Deeb keeps him out of the end zone and stops the bleeding there for the Panthers with 1:16 to play here in the fourth. Nicely done by the Panther defense for holding on for one more play, and this is not at all a good sign for Prep Charter here. Kadir Struthers down on the turf with just over a minute to play. They lead at 27-6, but my goodness, if you lose your best offensive player in a 3-score game with 1 minute left, let's hope this is not serious for Prep Charter here. Struthers had some cramping issues, it seemed, from a minute ago, and now this is a good sign. He's going to walk off on his own gingerly, but seems okay. All right, that's a good sign.
I'm surprised, with all the cramping he had, they kept playing him with the score this way.
Well, part of it, I mean, Prep Charter has a double-A school, same as a lot of others. You know, you only have so many players at some point. But, again, you're right. There's risk, certainly, in leaving your starters in at this point in the game. Something tells me they may rethink that for the final 76 seconds here. All right. Panthers break the huddle. They'll snap it from their own 5-yard line. Kyrie Fuller, split end to the right. Van Bobo in the game at halfback. Elijah Crew is your fullback. Hunter Mazur, halfback, is the wing to the right. On first down, this is Crew, who gets a couple, maybe three, as he tumbles forward. Tough sledding for the senior fullback. 9 carries, 12 yards is all we have tonight for Elijah Crew. Clock inside of a minute now. Second down and 8. Panthers on the road next week at the South Avenue Complex in Prospect Park to take on Interbro for the first time since 2002. Interbro, at last glance, was ahead of Springfield 9-7 last time we saw it. Now here again, straight ahead goes Crew out near the 8 or 9-yard line. That's about all he'll get there. Panthers seem content to just play it pretty safely and basic and get out of here. There's nothing left to sort out in a 27-6 game here.
Great.
With now 20 seconds to play. Prep Charter will move to 1-0. And next week, we'll take on Germantown Academy and then have a date with the 2-time defending state champions, Archbishop Wood.
I don't think the Panthers got another one. Maybe
Panthers
snap
may
off.
Snap it one more time. 5 seconds, 4 seconds. It's obvious under center. 2 seconds, 1 second. Takes the snap, juggles it, ball on the ground, and he falls on top, and that will do it. All right. Well, Panthers fall tonight on their home field 27-6, but again, if there was ever a game that said, wait a minute, this was a lot closer than the final score, this was it. 7-0 at halftime, 20-0 momentarily, but then a 65-yard score to Kyrie Fuller, and then Panthers second and goal from the 1.5 with a chance to make it a 1-score game. Couldn't punch it in. All the credit in the world to that Prep Charter front line, holding the Panthers out midway through that fourth quarter, and then after that, Kadir Struthers broke it open with a 63-yard touchdown run. That's pretty much the story of a wild third and fourth quarter here on opening night. But lots to feel good about for these Panthers. They'll take it on the road next week against a tough Interboro team, and then Pencrest after that to start the Central League season. Stick with us. We'll be back in just a few moments. Wrap up a couple other scores from around the Central League. We'll be back in a moment right here on HavenFootball.net.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment, and AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the...
This is Keith Jackson reminding you, you're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Well, the scoreboard won't show it. The players will say, man, that was a tough one. But all things considered, a pretty good showing for the Panthers tonight. 4 quarters of football, there are bound to be some kinds of mistakes, some kinds of things that come back and bite you. Panthers made one or two too many and couldn't quite punch it in from inside the 2-yard line in the fourth quarter to make this thing really tight. Instead, a 14-point swing as Prep Charter, to their credit, a 3-play goal line stand midway through the fourth turns into a 96-yard scoring drive in a matter of minutes. And 27-6 is your final. Mike, what do we feel good about tonight?
Well, I think you said it. This is a tough team. I don't think they're ever going to see this kind of speed within the Central League. I'm not sure they would see this kind of speed in a playoff situation. So, you know, Prep Charter's got an outstanding team, some very big players, which I don't think, again, the Panthers will see, certainly during the regular season. So, it's like going into a ring with a, 300-pound gorilla and saying, hey, he beat me, no kidding, but next week he's only going to be like 180 pounds. It should be easy. So, I think that's got some potential. And I think, it's going to be tough to go to sleep tonight if you're, one of the athletes. But, yeah, that's right. You did well. You played up against a good team that was big and strong and very fast. And, forget the score. You guys held this to a two-score game for most of it, and you ran it, and you couldn't punch it in, and it would have looked different. And the bottom line is that's the way you played, and you held them in the first half to seven. So, I would go back saying, look, Interborough is going to seem like a piece of cake, and that doesn't mean Interborough is going to be a piece of cake, but it will certainly seem like an easier route. And both teams are going to be going into that series with, we don't know what the final score is for Interborough, but potentially less than 20 points on offense.
Yeah, that's right. And, again, still looking for an update. Springfield comes back and beats Interborough 14-9.
Okay.
So Springfield scored very late in that game. Two touchdowns, a 92-yard kick return touchdown, followed by a late offensive score in the fourth, and Interborough falls to 0-1. So somebody will get their first win next Friday night at the South Avenue Complex, and the Panthers certainly hope it's them taking on Steve Lennox and the Panthers, Steve Panthers and the Bucks, rather. The two winningest coaches in Delaware County going head-to-head next week. Coach
fun.
Kevin Clancy and Coach Steve Lennox will be thrilled to bring it to you right here on havenfootball.net. Thanks again to Athletic Director Chip Carroll for getting us set up here in the booth once again. Thanks again to Gary James and Bob Jessen and the guys in the press box. Thanks to everybody at the Panther Pit for listening on 89.7. For Pete Fulginetti,
it's 87.5, it's
87.9.
Right.
Thank you. Well, we'll learn it.
Yeah,
87.9 FM, but certainly if you're listening live or on the archive, thanks once again, of course, for listening to our broadcast here on havenfootball.net. For Mike Mayer on the color commentary, engineering, and everything else on havenfootball.net, check in over the next couple days for stats, scores, and a whole lot more. This is Brian Carroll signing off. 27-6, Prep Charter over Strathaven tonight. Good night, everybody, and great football.
This broadcast is copyrighted by havenfootball.net for the private use of our listening audience. Any other use or reproduction of this broadcast without havenfootball.net's consent is prohibited. This internet broadcast has been a production of havenfootball.net, Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening, and good night.